Now 0-3 in region play, 0-6 overall, but beautiful night. Anything can happen on the football field. What do you expect out of the night, Austin?
Well, we talked about Burns. They've only got one loss on the year. They lost to Kings Mountain. There's many, many favored to win the 3A state championship. And Burns sits number two right now in the RPI poll behind East Surrey. But the Griffins have been playing better football as of lately. Led Shelby at the end of the first quarter 2 weeks ago, was just down by 8 at halftime. Last week, got down to East Gaston early, but made it a ball game and only lost by 12. So I think it's going to be huge tonight for the Griffins to do like they did in that first half against Shelby, control the clock, control possession, hold on to as long as they can, pick up 3 yards a run, keep the chains moving, and keep your defense off the field, but more importantly, keep the Burns offense off the field.
Exactly right. Looks like they're probably going to run the play clock down as much as they can. Control the clock, like you said. The Griffins is going to be led tonight by Nick Wingo at quarterback. 261 yards passing. He's 33 out of 55 on the year with a touchdown. When they do go to the ground, they're going to be looking for Holden Weatherford at 325 yards on 82 attempts, 2 touchdowns. He's followed up by Desmond Santiago, 81 yards on 24 carries. Caleb Hill with 43 yards on 12 carries. And Michael Keane, 28 yards on 8 carries. The receiving score for Thomas Jefferson has Devin Hargrove, 352 yards on 32 receptions and a touchdown. Desmond Santiago, 118 yards on 7 receptions. And Nicholas Wingo, 66 yards on 3 receptions. That's a pretty good average right there for him. We're going to be some of the playmakers for the Griffins tonight.
No question. David Hargrove, he's the Griffins' best player. He's very good at all facets of the game. He can throw the ball really well, too, but he can't, he plays receiver, he plays tight end, he'll line up in the backfield occasionally. So he really is a Swiss Army knife for the Griffins offense.
We're here tonight on top of the stands at Thomas Jefferson. Looks like we're in Hawaii. It's our Hawaiian shirt night. And as always, the student section here at Thomas Jefferson is going to be on their feet the entire night. Pulling for the Griffins to pull off the monumental upset here.
And that's what it would be. You start thinking around, you look at big upsets, you think App State over Michigan. That's what everybody talks about, especially the one I talk about most, being an Appalachian State graduate. But like I said, it's a good chance for the Griffins to continue getting better because really they're going to have an opportunity to get on the winning streak here to close out this season. If they can get through tonight, stay healthy, looking at a three-game stretch with Cherville, Highland Tech, and Corvian Community. It's a winnable game, a chance to solidify their playoff standing. So definitely tonight's a good chance to keep building on what you started the past couple weeks and get out here healthy.
That's right, a good showing here tonight. Just get the conference going into those final 3 games. Hard to believe it's week 7 already. Weather's cooling off. It's starting to feel a lot more like football, and I think we'll see a lot crisper play from both teams. Nice. Other games around the county real quick, I guess we can tell you that Chase is over at Brevard in a battle for first place over in that region. Polk County's off tonight. RS Central is at Patton and East Rutherford is at Hendersonville. So other games determining playoff seating around the county.
Yeah, that game is huge for the Trojans. We talked last week, we did their game against Hendersonville. We said after the game, this is Chase's first step. They had to take. They had to beat the defending conference champs. Now they've got to handle business against everybody else, try to run the table, and get an outstanding seed in the playoffs.
And both of those teams 2-0 going into region play right now. Brevard's 3-3 overall, but Chase still 6-0, and they're beating everybody pretty bad.
No question. Yes, they are.
But tonight we're here in the home of the Griffins. Burns coming in, looking to just add to their impressive resume. They've got a lot of wins here. You only said that one loss to Kings Mountain, and that was a pretty close game, I believe. So it's just some of the stars. We're going to take a quick commercial break here and be right back in just a minute.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time.
WCAP.
All right, that was a national anthem played for you here, Thomas Jefferson High School. We're about 10 minutes away from kickoff. We'll have the captains out very soon for the coin flip. Again, like I said, beautiful night. Sun's going down. Won't be long for that time change. It's going to be dark coming out here. But we're out here outside at Thomas Jefferson. Got food trucks up on the hill. Smelling really nice out here if you're not with us. It's going to be a good football game tonight.
Well, you can smell the fall cakes clear over here. Fairly jealous. If you're listening, text somebody here at the ball game. Tell them to go over there and get us a couple of funnel cakes. A couple of bottles of water. We'll be grateful for that. Like I said, also, tonight's also youth football night here. Youth football cheerleading night. Grissom Youth Football and Cheerleading League. Like I said, cheerleaders are down there. They're going to help our varsity cheerleaders welcome the team on. And I've got several football players here in standing doing different tasks and jobs.
It always surprises me just how many kids they are in Little League football. I mean, there'll be hundreds of them out there, cheerleaders. And if that dwindles down, if they get to varsity, I don't think I have a roster to beat. So I hope you know the numbers of these guys.
We're going to do the best we can.
We're listening to the PA announcement and get them up in. But the captain's coming out. Looks like Wingo for the Griffins. Albert, Keller, and Watkins, number 21, going to be the captain for the Griffins tonight. They look like they're ready to play.
No question. I'm sure this is a game that's been circled on the calendar for a couple weeks. You know, they're eager to get out here and play in front of their home fans again. And Griffins only have one more home game after this week. That's next Friday against Terrible. So home game opportunities are going to win down.
Yeah, some of these seniors are going to, you know, miss this once it's all said and done. I guess real quick, we'll tell you about some of the leaders for the Burns Bulldogs. They want to throw the ball. That's one thing. They're led by quarterback Ben Mooney. 1,424 yards through the air, averaged about 237 a game. He's 89 out of 121 for 18 touchdowns and only two interceptions. So very good quarterback there for the Bulldogs. Running back is going to be Jeremiah Norris, 575 yards on 63 attempts, and he has seven touchdowns. He's followed by Trezal Littlejohn, 155 yards on 18 attempts and two touchdowns. And then Ben Mooney, the quarterback, with 44 yards rushing on 21 attempts, two touchdowns. The receivers are led by Ryan Thompson, 409 yards, 29 receptions, and four touchdowns. And Kahari Surratt, 333 yards, 15 receptions, four touchdowns. And Kamari Surratt, 223 yards on eight receptions and two touchdowns. Followed by L.J. Allen, 195 yards on 14 receptions and four touchdowns. And Ram Morlick, 149 yards on nine receptions, two touchdowns. And Jeremiah Norris, 112 yards on 11 receptions and two touchdowns. But that tells you that Monty likes to spread the ball around. He's got a lot of receivers out there, and all of them over 100 yards on the season.
Yeah, the old adage, spread the wealth around, share the sugar. You know, I hear that in a lot of basketball, but it's true with quarterbacks. They got to share that sugar, too. And, you know, Kamari Surratt, Kahari Surratt, Ryan Thompson, Jeremiah Norris, L.J. Allen, And, you know, they're all dynamite playmakers and that are around from last year. Burns is always going to have playmakers. You know, they're really talented this year. You know, they're every talented every year. Coach Stein's done an outstanding job of continuing the tradition there at Burns. You know, they beat Crest earlier this year. Did lose to Kings Mountain, and then they've got Shelby coming up at the end of the year. So,
yeah,
lot for the Bulldogs still to play for.
Burns, one of those communities where it's Lawndale. There's nothing else to do but play football. So they grow up playing. They play it on the weekends when they're out of school, and they all get together, and they just spend time playing football.
And I always said the best part of Burns, or Lawndale's Burns High School football, and the second best thing is that pizza joint down there. I say that's some of the best pizza I've ever. I can't even think of the name of it right now, but it's about the only pizza joint in Lawndale. So if you're from Lawndale, you know which one I'm talking about.
I think I saw that on Google Maps the other day when I was looking up Burns High School, and I forget the name of it too. Defensively, the Bulldogs are led by Marshall McGowan, 50 tackles, 2 sacks on the season. So he's a guy we're going to watch on defense. I'm guessing that's him out there, number 63, probably.
No, I can't remember what number. A lot of our listeners will know the name Marshall McGowan. He spent last year at East Rutherford, made the transition to Burns this year. But him and his family is well known around East Rutherford. His brother Kendall's a coach for East football and baseball and played baseball at Appalachian State. So. The McGowan family is well known here. It'll be a lot of fun to see how Marshall plays tonight.
I remember Kendall from the Far City Owls.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought that name sounded familiar. And they're meeting midfield now, getting ready for the coin toss. And they're getting set. Don't have the official name tonight. I need to start doing that.
I do believe the head refs, a lot of fans will know hit this name. I believe that's Rich Harris down there.
Rich Harris.
He's from the area, well known. Used to go to Sandy Mush Baptist Church with him and his family a long time ago.
Almost went into officiating myself, but it's more time than I can commit to it this season. So
no question.
We'll try it again another time.
Yeah, well. And being an official is hard, that people say it's an easy job, but it ain't easy getting yelled at for 4 quarters of or 9 innings, however much it is, and getting told you're blind and, you don't know the rules and such things like that. So.
Yeah, that's the part of it I wouldn't be able to adapt to, it, I think, if we're getting yelled at. But a beautiful sunset off to our left down here. The skies are pretty pink. Getting ready to get underway here. 3 minutes on the clock as it's winding down. Here's the official. Scott Burns is going to receive the opening kickoff.
The Bulldogs have won the toss.
They won the toss, and they're going to be going from our right to the left on your computer screens if you're trying to keep up with it that way. If you are, you're probably not listening to us. Listen to WCAB. We'll take another quick commercial break here, and we'll be right back for this kickoff in about 3 minutes.
When you're in the mood for good food, not just fast food, it's time to visit Wayne's Lunchbox in Spindale. Of course, he does offer the favorites like burgers and hot dogs, but he also serves up a delicious hot meal of meats and vegetables. And beginning Tuesday, September the 6th, Wayne will have brand new hours, Monday through Thursday, 11 until 7 p.m. Yep, Wayne is going to serve supper, starting at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., a dinner menu of meats and vegetables only. That's Wayne's Lunchbox, 391 East Main Street in Spindale. Call 828-395-2225. Wayne's Lunchbox is a proud supporter of high school football.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
So that's a good advantage there for the Griffins. Griffins, that was said, 0-3 in conference, 0-6 overall, 0-2 at home, 0-4 on the road. Thomas Jefferson averaging 8.6 a game, so you hope they can add to that tonight, giving up about 38 a game.
Yeah, that Burns average on the road would be a little bit better if it wasn't that 27-0 shutout at King's Mountain.
Exactly.
But I will say that's not a loss to be down on yourself about. That's one daggum good football team.
And the Griffins are out set to kick it off. I'll see that Burns offense on the field first. Again, they're going right to left. They're in the, I guess, powder blue pants, white jerseys. Nice looking uniforms out there for the Bulldogs.
And when the Bulldogs are on offense, they're going to spread it out. They'll be in four receiver sets, five receiver sets. You'll see an occasional three wide receiver sets. They love to pull offensive linemen. They love the quick screens, the quick outs, the drag. You know, they don't want their quarterback to sit back there and take shots deep. Occasionally they will. But Ben Mooney, he also has the ability to get out of the pocket and scramble. And, you know, he's a headache for defenders, not only for his arm, but his legs, too.
So they like to pass it to set up the run. One single back here for the Bulldogs at the 20-yard line. It's a little onside kick, going to be knocked in the air. Oh, but recovered by the Bulldogs at the top of the 47-yard line. Good trickeration there to start the game off.
You know, the Bulldogs were ready for it. They had 10 men up at the 50-yard line and still almost stopped it that way.
Well, is that something they saw on film possibly or just a good guess?
You always got to be prepared for it.
A good starting field position for Burns.
Right off the bat, Burns is lining up in some triggeration.
Yes, they're going to look over to defense. They've got only the center and a quarterback and a tailback in the backfield. The whole offensive line is lined up wide left, and they're going to send a man in motion and get the snap. Back to pass is Money. Going to roll, looks downfield, going to get to the line of scrimmage and throws the ball complete for number 15 inside the 25-yard line. Not sure what to call that, but it looked good.
David Hargrove applied some pressure on the edge. It was a two-man route. Both receivers are running down the left sideline here, the near sideline to the home side. But Mooney had to scramble out, and his receivers saw that, and they ran back across the field. Really tough to cover these Burns receivers for that long.
And just like that, the Bulldogs in the red zone. At about the 19-yard line, first and 10. We're going to have an official stop the clock for a second.
Timeout.
They might be asking for a water break already. They're going to be doing a lot of running up and down the field.
Now they might want to just talk about how good-looking that last play was, the Bulldogs ran. I wonder if that's what I'm saying. You ever seen anything like that?
Never seen it at all myself. I've seen it on some extra points. Yeah. Never open play of the ball game.
Not from midfield either.
First and 10. Bulldogs already knocking on the door.
I'm not sure what it was, but it was something Coach Shuford was asking about, and he's not happy about it.
There's a snap. Tailback's going to get the ball right up the middle, break the tackle. He's to the 10, going to cut outside. It's putting pylon, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
That one was
saying that's Jeremiah Norris, more than likely.
I believe it was. He zigged, he zagged, and he found his way in the corner of the end zone on that run.
Less than a minute gone in the game, and it's 6-0, 19-yard touchdown run by Norris, we're guessing.
Hey, boys, I've got the Max Preps roster pulled up here, so as long as it's correct, then that is correct. And this should be Ansley Camacho here at kicker.
That's a good name for a kicker, Camacho. He's wearing number 27.
Kicker or a WWE star.
That's it. Another left footer. Kick is up, and it looked like it got through there. It looked wide from here, but it's good.
That ball cleared the fence and went to the parking lot.
11:23 to go in the first. It's 7-0 Burns on top of the Griffins. We'll take a quick commercial timeout.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton.
11:23, less than a minute gone in the ball game. I had a feeling they could score quickly, but didn't expect it to be that quick.
Number 18,
That was helped out with an onside kick attempt by the Griffin. Gave him good field position at the Griffin 48.
I believe that's 18. Johnny Johnson kicking off for the Bulldogs. That's another good name, huh? Johnny Johnson.
JJ. He's going to kick it off.
Holding Weatherford and Nick Wingo back deep.
That's going to be a short kick, taken at the 40-yard line and hit immediately. Was it a fair catch called over there?
It was. It was. That was number three, Nick Littlejohn, that called for that fair catch.
Littlejohn with a fair catch. And the Griffins start off a pretty good field position here. 11-19 to go in the quarter. And we'll have it at their own 40-yard line, first and 10.
If you're a fan of kickoff averages, this is not the game for you early on. I think the two kicks have traveled a combined 25 yards.
Yeah, divide that in half, you got 12 yards on average. That's not on your stat sheet. First and 10 for the Griffins. We're going to go from this triple option, looks like, and a flag on the play. May be a procedure called, or somebody may have jumped a little early.
I believe that was a false start on the receiver on this side.
Looks like we'll back it up 5 yards. That's the first penalty of the game for the Griffin.
That's the last thing you want as you're starting to drive against a vaunted defense like this.
Again, you said earlier, Thomas Jefferson came out of got a loss last week, but came out of that thing with a little confidence and showing some improvement. Kind of hard to tell against a team like Burns if you've improved or not.
That is the truth.
And my old team playing tonight down at Chesney against Abbeville, and they're going to be in the same boat.
Abbeville's, of course, they've won quite a few in a row, haven't they?
Yes, they have. First down and 15 is going to be no gain on the play.
Let's see. 63. Avante Maddox, 6 foot tall, 380 pounds.
I believe it. He may have gained a little bit during the season, too.
He clogged up that bit along with Tavion Hopper, standing 5 foot nine, 280 pounds. Good luck moving that into the middle.
May have lost about a yard, so second down and 16 coming up for the Griffins. This Burns defense just as well known and as good as their offense. Go back in shotgun at Wingo. A bad snap. Going to pick it up and get what he can out of it. He's going to be pressured in the backfield over that corner and thrown for a loss.
Yeah, he got suplexed down there by number 25, I believe that was. And that is Nicholas Vincent for the Bulldogs from the defensive end position.
Another loss on that play. Nowhere to go after the snap with mishandled. Seen a lot of that this year. That seems to be a staple in the Hendersonville offense.
Yeah, it seems pretty obvious early on that Burns does not fear this Griffin passing attack. They're single covers. They're stacking that box. They're going to take that away.
Third down 18 now. Wingo's back at the 25, taking a shotgun snap. Rolls to his right. Looks down for the left-hander. Throws the pass. Incomplete. Linebacker went up high to try to get that on and missed it.
Yeah, wasn't really a receiver in the near area. Not sure who that ball was intended for.
Might have just been throwing out away in the middle of the field. Yeah. Wasn't a lot of pressure that time, so he had some time, but good coverage downfield. Fourth and 18 coming up now. Back to return the punt at about his own 39-yard line. Pressure's on the pass. Oh, kick got away, almost blocked, straight up in the air. It's going to take a Griffin bounce, so almost enough for a first down.
Yeah, got the punt back to the original line of scrimmage. It's not usually a good thing.
It burns in about 10 guys after that kick. Almost got it. Luckily, he was able to get it away.
I won't be surprised if they get one for the night's over with
Burns, one of those teams that's well-rounded in all aspects, offense, defense, and special teams. First and 10.
Really, you don't earn the top two ranking in the state if you're not.
Now Mooney's going to take a shotgun, going to stop, stay in the pocket, throws a little crossing pattern. The number 12 makes a catch, get to the 30, down to 25. It's going to be about four Griffins finally bringing him down in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Enough for a first down.
L.J. Allen on that reception. Just a short slant route, nothing special. Griffins were playing off in the secondary there, and And Allen found a nice spot and made the catch and drug a few defenders for a few yards.
And that pass will be there all night with the secondary playing off like that. First and 10. Burns on the move again. And he's going to throw it again out to the fat number 12. Picks up a block, trying to break a tackle. He's down to the 15-yard line, knocked out of bounds, and hit hard.
Number 11, Jebediah Rollins, made that hit. He's given up, I'd say, let's see,
good bit.
Probably 70 pounds and about four or five inches. So excellent job by him to make that tackle.
Second down and two now. He's going to give it to the tailback. Harrison cuts it back. He's going to be stopped maybe short of the first down. Did he get enough? Good defense to stop that time by the Griffins.
It was David Hargrove. He kind of shot through there real quick. And he brought that defender down. That's the one guy you've got to avoid if you're the Bulldogs.
He did get the 2 yards for the first down, so it's first and 10. That's about the 14. And in motion, there's a pitch right side. Has some blockers out there. He's going to cut it back inside. Good tackle on the play. Going to make him. He stays on his feet near the first down marker. Looks like he's going to be inside the 10.
Caleb Hill, he got a hold of Norris's ankle there. Or, I believe that was Norris. That might have been Surratt. And then just held on to him long enough for his buddies to show up.
Yeah, one of the Surratts, either Kahari or Kamari. They've got two of them out there. And they're just so explosive. 7:38 to go now here in the first quarter. Bulldogs knocking on the door. There's Norris again, right side, going to break a tackle. He's thrown down hard, just short of the goal line. Griffins are hitting hard, making the tackles.
Well, it's once again David Hargrove. He just, it looked like he was flying through the air to make that hit. He got to him, and he brought him down quickly.
He's showing he can get it done. It's like it's first and goal at the one. It's going to be hard to stop them here. There's a snap. Norris is going to cut back to the left. They're going to hit him but short of the goal line again. Good stop by the Griffin defense.
Hey, I am surprised the Bulldogs keep testing David Hargrove. That's the third tackle he's made on this drive, and he wrapped up Norris there and did not allow him to go forward at all.
A good defensive stand there on first down. Can they do it again three more times? It's second and goal from the one. I see another dose of Norris here.
Wouldn't I be surprised to see a fade to L.J. Allen here at number 12. Like I said, he's got the size advantage on the T.J. corner.
When he's going to roll, gives it himself. Quarterback keeper looks for the hold and finds it right up the middle for another Bulldog touchdown. 6:28 to go. 1 yard run by the quarterback, making it 13-0 with the extra point coming up.
Yeah, the Griffins were completely pecked out. They all went with Norris on the little buck sweep run. And Mooney just kept it and walked into the end zone.
Camacho back out for the extra point. Seen the most left-footed kicker this year than I've ever seen in my life. Almost every team has one, I think.
And all of them's been good.
That must be the new style. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And with 6:28 to go in the first, it's Burns 14, Thomas Jefferson nothing. We'll take a quick time out here. A word from our sponsor.
Seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss. WCAP.
Welcome back. Friday night frenzy here at Thomas Jefferson High School. Burns Bulldogs has struck quickly twice. They're leading at 14-0 with 6:28 to go in the first quarter. They're set to kick it off again.
RF Central takes the early 7-0 lead on Pack. That's the good news from there.
That is good. They're looking to make a playoff push. Griffin's in the dark home uniforms. There's another kick, a little deeper this time. It's going to be on the field and a free ball picked up on the run and the whistle blows.
I'm a little confused. Unless he
missed signal fair catch. I'm not sure.
Well, I watched. That was number 10, Holden Weatherford. I watched him that entire time, and he never raised his hand in the air.
I didn't see it either. I don't know. Ball didn't go out of bounds, so I guess we'll just let it be what it is. First and 10 for the Griffins. Their second possession here. Unable to pick up a first down last time. I'll see if they got a different game plan here. What Coach Schubert has in mind for this second possession here. 6:22 to go. Got a man in motion. They're going to pitch it right with some blocking, but a good closing defense that time by the Burns Bulldogs.
Yeah, I doesn't like Griffins are going to be able to run on the Bulldogs front. They're just too big, too quick, too athletic.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go at the middle because that guy's taking up about three blockers. And then they've got the linebackers in tight, and they're quick.
Another good update. Chase, very quickly, 77-yard touchdown pass. Turner McSwain to Tavon DeRizza, 7-0 Chase over for Boyd.
That is a good start for them. Expect that over there. Getting the Griffins running the play clock down to 5 seconds now. Play clock, it wound down, but they let it go, and there's a give to the left side. That Weatherford on the carry.
It was Weatherford with the kiss.
Still nowhere to go against that Burns defense.
Looks like there was some confusion on the handoff. Wingo started chasing after Rutherford after the or Weatherford after the handoff, so I'm not sure if he didn't think he had a handle on it or what happened.
Different design. The play clock had expired on that, but the official, I guess, didn't see it. Thought it was going to be a 5-yard penalty.
You know, there's usually like a 2-beat allowance you get in high school. NFL has turned into half a beat now.
3rd and 11 now. Griffin's looking for a first down. Wingo's going to go under center. Going to drop back left hand, throw the right around. The pass is caught. 4 first down. Dragging defenders with him. Big pickup on 3rd down.
David Hargrove on the catch. We're going to be able to say his name a lot tonight.
I think Hargrove's already my player of the game here.
There's no question about that. He's somebody who can match the Bulldogs with athleticism, with strength. I would not be surprised if Burns did not provide some bracket coverage on him before this night's over.
Yeah, good look that time and a good throw.
Yeah, a lot of credit to Wingo there. That seam route's never easy to throw, especially a man-to-man coverage. But he put the ball right on the front.
Then go back under center. Going to be Hargrove in motion. Going to pitch it to him. Looking for his block. Going to turn it upfield in the middle. Stays on his feet. They're not going to blow the whistle, and he finally goes down. I thought he was going to get away there for a minute.
I did, too, but number 63 once again. That was Avante Maddox, weighing 380 pounds. He's a strong young man, and there was Hargrove didn't have much of a chance there.
Hargrove came to play tonight, both offensively and defensively. You know, there could be some college scouts here watching these Burns players, and, you know, Hargrove can make a name for himself.
There's no question about that.
Big crowd coming down from Longdale. I'd say it's 90% full over there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of fans here from Burns as well, so that's visitor size pretty tight.
Back in shotgun now, Wingo, left-hander throws it out. Just misses, looking for Hargrove again. Over in the left flat, ball's incomplete, 3rd down and 10.
Patton has struck back, but they went for 2 and did not get it. Hilltoppers lead 7-6. That could be a bit of a shootout. South Fair Morganton tonight.
Again, we keep expecting Chase to put up points, so can they hold Patton out of the end zone? That's a good question. 3rd down, 10 coming up. Griffiths have found a little bit of success through the air. Wingo's going to go back to shotgun again. Make lock down to 5. That's Hargrove in motion. Wingo's going to drop, going to roll to the left, throws it out. Hargrove again catches the ball at the 40. Going to get forward to the 41. Ain't about 3. Needed 10. Going to be about 7 yards short. Griffiths are going to come on out and punt it away.
Yeah, that was that route wasn't really designed for Hargrove to get down the field. Just a little 5-yard out route. Burns was there to make the play immediately.
He was covered on that also.
fourth down. Back deep for the Bulldogs. Looks like one of the Surratt boys, Kahari, I believe it is. Put a lot of pressure last time. Again, pressure comes. And again, good high kick. Gets away. It's going to go out of bounds. That's going to be a short kick, depending on where they mark it at. Went sideways at an angle. They're going to give him the 47-yard line. Again, the Bulldogs with some good field position. First and 10, leading 14-0 with 2:27 to go.
It's going to be tough for the Griffins defense to continue to stand up. This Burns offense is short field.
Yeah, they've got to figure out some way to flip the field, maybe get a big play or, you know, get one of them 60-yard punts away. All right, first and 10 for the Bulldogs at the 40. The send man in motion. That's the wrap. Quarterback takes a snap. Going to look. He's going to be halftime in the pocket. Now throws deep down the middle of the field. Has a man open. It's caught and falls down at the 20.
Let's see. That was number 17. Graham Warlick, the backup quarterback on that reception.
That was a 45-yard touchdown pass.
Yep. Old Mooney had about 1 second too many. The rush was closing in, but just couldn't quite get there.
And the coverage just couldn't hold on long enough. And again, Burns back down inside the red zone, first and 10. They're running that change crew to death tonight. Going to roll to his right, passing pressure, throws it down the middle, misses his man, first incomplete pass of the night. So second and 10. That's a good stop for the Griffin defense.
That was a tough throw for Mooney, rolling to his right, trying to go back across his body a little bit. They teach you never to do that, but when you've got the arm strength he does, you're able to do that.
And Mooney's got some size out there.
Another score from Brevard. Jalen Rudess this time on the ground. 14-0 chase. 3:11 to go in the first quarter.
It's going to be a shootout, like you said. Maybe over with about 11 o'clock tonight. Mooney's going to throw a pass right at the middle caught. Stays on his feet and tackled inside the five, it looks like. Come another first down for the Bulldogs.
Well, it seems like Burns is content to spend one drive completely on the ground, spend one drive in the air. Really a balanced attack there. And it's tough to prepare for and tough to defend.
We first and goal at the 5-yard line. Again, knocking on the door, up 14-0. First quarter winding down to 1:10 to go. There's Norris carry left side, looking for a block. He's going to get to the corner. Knocked out of bounds. Didn't get the pylon, so he's going to be short about the 1-yard line.
Yeah. Holden Westford did not make the final tackle, but he made the initial stop that forced Surratt to the sideline and allowed his buddies to show up. So great job by Holden Westford. He's the one that kept the runner from reaching the end zone.
And Norris has a lot of speed. He's out at the 2, but a second goal now from the 2-yard line. Tough order for this Griffin defense here. Money's going to take the snap. Going to give it to Norris again. That's a little quick pop pass over the middle. Incomplete. Faked it to his tailback going right and then went back to the left side and missed his receiver.
That was good coverage by the Griffins. There was not a throwing lane there, so he was just kind of heaving up a prayer.
Here we go. Third down. Can the Griffins hold him to a field goal here?
This is a big down right here. You know, it's four down territory for the Bulldogs here. But takes an opportunity for the Griffins to make a goal line stand.
Second goal. There's Marsh again, right side, going to follow his block into the end zone for another Bulldog touchdown. With 1:02 to go, Bulldogs strike again. They're using the short field to their advantage right now.
They are, and that offensive line is just leaning on the front for the Griffins, and it's hard for them to do anything right now to get off those blocks.
And Camacho's kick is up. Not against it, not yet. They're just lining up, getting ready for it.
They might actually call delay a game here. That play clock's been on 0 for 7 seconds now. 8, 9, 10.
Now they reset it. The kick is up. That's a good rush up the left side, and the kick is going to be up and good. 1:02 to go. 21-0 Bulldogs lead the Griffins here at top of the depth of the high school. We'll be back after this message.
Vibe's Ultimate Gig Package gives you more. Fiber-rich 5-gig internet with unlimited data, modem, wire maintenance, and a free installation for only $74.99 a month. That's right. Get our fastest speed with unlimited data and no additional equipment fees. Vibe's fiber-rich network powers all your devices and is backed by our 30-day money-back guarantee. Get more with this limited-time offer. Visit us online at vibebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Taxes and fees extra. Visit vibebroadband.com for additional restrictions.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Action now. Friday night friendly. Thomas Jefferson High School is our location tonight on a beautiful night for football. Sun has gone down. Burns Bulldogs coming to town, and they have an offensive explosion right now, leading 21-0 here in the first quarter. The Hilltoppers have struck again in Morganton. It's 13-6 now, still in the first quarter. Got some friends down in Chesney listening. 14-0 Abbeville on top of the Eagles. Kind of expected, so don't get your hopes up over there in Chesney.
I always enjoy watching Pete Kennedy do the red zone highlights.
And another short kick. Fire catch is called. This time it's a 40. I guess Burns just doesn't want to take a chance of Thomas Jefferson getting a good return here. I don't know if that's the fell mark they worked on or what, but they're not kicking it deep at all.
They aren't. And, you know, it really seems like, you know, maybe they're just preparing for later in the season. They're just trying to get some reps in. I'm not really sure.
You think if they kick it deep and make a stop, then they'll get even better field position. But then again, I guess you don't have a lot of plays to work on if you're first and goal all the time.
Here we go.
First and 10 for the Griffins. Wingo's going to drop back in the shotgun again. Left-hander going to take the snap. Going to give it to the first man through. Number 10 picked up a yard and then hit hard and drawn back. That's Weatherford again on the carry.
I hate to keep beating this dead horse. There is just no running room at all for the Griffins. So Burns is playing with four down linemen, which is a normal formation. Now those linebackers, like you said earlier, they're hugging the line of scrimmage. And there's no lanes, there's no holes opening up. Tough sled for the Griffins.
Yeah, you've got to keep that threat of a run, I guess. But otherwise, they're going to pin their ears back and come right after you. So second and 10. Griffins have gotten a first down here tonight. See if they can get another one. Wingo's going to drop back in shotgun again. Runner to his left. Going to keep it himself, maybe option play. Pitches it late behind the run, ball's on the ground, but the running back picks it up and has some room to the side. Can he make it? If not, it's going to be a big loss on the play. Weatherford still trying to get away. Fumble on the play and a big loss on that one. Weatherford trying to make something out of it.
You got to give Weatherford credit for that effort. He ran a lot. Too much speed from the Burns defense to ever get anything going there.
That's a tough ending to the first quarter, but we'll head to the second quarter. 21-0 Bulldogs on top of the Griffins. We'll be back after this.
One of the Carolinas' leading bark mulch manufacturers is Spindell Mulch Company. They carry double ground pine bark mulch, color-enriched hardwood mulch, topsoil compost, premium potting mixes, aged pine bark, and best start garden soil. Also certified playground material mulch. These mulches are high-quality Appalachian bark that is blended for best performances. They also carry river rock, stone, and gravel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, closed on Saturday. Call 287-3561. Spindell Mulch Company, 325 Spindell Street, Spindell.
WCAB.
All right, we're back here now to start the second quarter. It's 21-0 Burns Bulldogs over the top of Jefferson Griffins. Say what, it's third down and 30. That's the longest one I think we've seen this season.
Yeah, this I think this qualifies as third long down tonight.
It's going to be possible pass. That's a pass down the sideline. It looks like it's going to be a good one. One-on-one coming. Oh, almost a spectacular catch over the shoulder.
looking for Hargrove. I thought he had it there for a minute.
Amari Surratt, he was one-on-one coverage there with Hargrove. He did an outstanding job turning, locating the football, and making the play on the ball. 90% of the time, Hargrove's going to come down with that. So a lot of credit there to Surratt.
And that would have been a first down if he'd had able to come down with that.
Good throw by Wingo.
That's good defensive. Now, fourth down. And coming up good field position once again for the Bulldogs. And they put the pressure on. Got that kick away, and it's a better kick this time. It's going to take a dip and bounce. Going to roll to the 50, to the 49 of Bulldogs, and great effort that time. Again, midfield there for the Bulldogs. They have it first and 10.
You got to give Jordan Albert, the Tom Jefferson punter, a lot of credit. He's under duress. He got off a really good punt there.
A quick first step, and they're bringing 10 guys after the punt. Like you said, they may get one here tonight.
Well, in one of the biggest games in the state, Kings Mountain and South Point going at it tonight. Kings Mountain leads 3-0 after the first quarter.
That may be the final of that game there. But that's a slobber knocker. First and 10, Bulldogs have it. Mooney's going to stay in shotgun. Standing at the 45, takes a snap. Griffin's put some pressure on. He's going to roll out of the pocket, though, directing traffic downfield. Has a man break free. He's going to be sacked, drawn for a loss. Good effort by the Griffin defense.
Yeah, so that sack will go to number 21, Josh Watkins. But a lot of outstanding coverage at the back end there. Never allowed Mooney to find an open receiver.
Defensive changes there for the Griffins. That was good. Watkins didn't give up on that play and chased Mooney down for a long sack. Only lost two after all that running, though. So second down and 12. First long yardage for the Bulldogs. See if they know how to handle it. Tar Heel blue helmets almost.
Griffins are playing what you call a quarter coverage here. Three down linemen and two linebackers.
Norris going to take the ball. He's stopped up in the middle, going to look outside, just moving, and Griffins again is going to close him up. Good play. No gain on the play.
That was outstanding job by the Griffin defense to string that run out to the sideline.
That'll be a confidence builder here for this Griffin defense.
But just when the Griffins make a good play, they get called for a face mask penalty. That one hurts.
Yeah, the one-yard loss was going to make it third down and 12. That's a 15-yard. That's only a five-yarder, so.
Yeah, they still distinguish between the two in high school. I think it's the only level they do.
I think so. Well, grasping a five-yard face mask penalty.
We're going to have a timeout by Bird.
You can't take them with you, so we're going to take one here also. 10:45 left to go in the second quarter. It's Burns 21, Thomas Jefferson 0.
To win in sports, you must adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Why not let Andrew Tisdale, your Edward Jones financial advisor, help you create a game plan for financial success? Call 828-287-9197 and get started today. That's Andrew Tisdale at Edward Jones Financial Advisor, 828-287-9197.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
All right, welcome back to Thomas Jefferson High School. Friday night friends are here listening to WCAB Radio. Call your friends up, come to join us for this ball game here tonight. Burns Bulldogs lead it 21-0. 10:45 to go before the half. Griffin's defense has come up big the last couple of plays here on this drive. But the Bulldogs have it now. Second and 6 from the Griffin 46-yard line.
Another score update. Morganton, RS Central, scores again. They now lead Patton 20-6.
RS Central can score some points.
We'll have them next week as they make a trip to the jungle, the Battle of the Cavaliers. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, I'm anxious to be a part of that one, too. That should be a good environment over there. Season winding down, week 7 here already. Burns has it now. After two consecutive losses, they're probably a little mad down there on offense.
We've got a
flag on the play. The way it came, Bulldogs.
Good to know they still call a delay a game. I have to say, that was a long time out there for the...
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Well, now, second and 10.
It's almost like Coach Devine took that intentionally because he was unhappy with how that last play went. I don't...
Take it down 10. There's a pitch to Norris. He's going to get to the right side, trying to use some speed. Not going to get there. Is that Hargrove?
That was Hargrove once again. Way too much speed coming from his position.
See, Burns loaded with athletes, but Hargrove is, you know, he's up there with him. He's one of the best ones out there tonight.
Yeah. Norris was a little upset. He wanted a horse collar tackle. But it looked pretty clean to me. It looked like Hargrove was just too strong.
Gain of 3, so 3rd down and 7 coming up. Quarterback's going to stay in shotgun. Mooney's got Norris to his left. Going to drop. Has time, looks downfield, throws the pass, it's going to be caught, but nowhere to go. Cannon Griffin's corral him. Run around for his life, trying to get away. It's going to be a big loss on the play. The Griffins are there, throws him for a loss at the 35-yard line.
That was several Griffins. Josh Watkins was in on that play. Andrew Pope, number 2, Elias Santiago. Hargrove was over there. Nick Wingo was over there. Nick Littlejohn was over there. So just tons of Griffins there make that play. So it's a good job of the Griffins defense. They're going to force the Bulldogs punt.
It was excellent. Griffins all over that pass play and all over that drive. They dominated that time.
And I didn't realize it, but that was actually not Mooney in there after that timeout of quarterback. That was Graham Moreland, the backup. So not sure if he's just trying to get him some reps or Mooney might have got hurt on that time.
A good high punt. It's going to hit at about the 30. Take a Bulldog bounce, roll down inside the 20. It's going to fall dead and be stopped there at about the 16-yard line. Griffin defense made the stop they needed but couldn't flip the field. They're going to have it deep in their own territory.
That was a well of a punt there by Johnny Johnson.
Probably doesn't punt that often and got off a good one. So 1st and 10 for the Griffins. Defense looked good that last time out. Can the offense get something going here with 9:07 to go in the second quarter?
Well, that'll help turn that field position a little bit. A 15-yard penalty on the Bulldogs.
That was a quick flag throwing pick. Nobody didn't even see it out there on the exchange.
After the penalty, it'll be 1st and 10 Griffins from the 32-yard line.
That's a big pickup tonight.
So some not-so-great news. East Rutherford trails Hendersonville 21-0 late in the first quarter.
Hendersonville got a good team over there also. The 1st and 10 for the Griffins. They moved the ball up to about the 31. Wingo, the quarterback, is going to stay in shotgun. He gets set. Looks at the defense. Takes a snap. Going to roll. Looking downfield. Going to keep it now. Trying to stay on his feet. Gets to the 33-yard line. We're going to be short gain on the play.
If he had had time, he had Jebediah Rollins on a go route on this near sideline. He had a step or two on his defender. Just not enough time for Wingo to be able to set his feet and make a pass.
2nd and 10. Coach Schubert getting the quarterback to roll out here for the Griffins, trying to buy some time. Size and speed along that Burns defensive line. That's a quick penalty flag on the defense.
There's some clear signs of frustration right now for the Bulldogs. If you're the Griffins, this is what you want. You want Burns to get frustrated. You make mistakes and you get frustrated.
There's a little bit of talking going on there, I believe, and the official heard it and threw the flag. I was wondering. Well, that's going to be another first down pick. That moves the ball up to the Griffin 49-yard line. Thomas Jefferson looking across midfield here. Again, we're going to – might be one of those instances where you need to take the team over and give them a little talking to, calm them down.
I think we've got some confusion on where the ball should be. No, okay, so – Burns head coach is having a conversation with the head official.
Yeah, he's going to bring that guy out for a minute, I believe. He cools off a little bit. Good move by Coach Devine. And now we're back to action. 8:25 to go, 21-0 Bulldogs. Griffin's at midfield. Wingo's going to toss it to Weatherford. Going to lower his head, pick up what he can, cross the 50, gets down to the Bulldog 49-yard line. Got about 3 yards on the carry. Second 7 coming up.
I think I have never seen a quarterback sit so low to the ground waiting on the staff to triple option. Yeah, I don't know if that's by design by Coach Schubert, but it's something new that I've never seen before.
Maybe trying to hide him there under the centers makes it more difficult for the defense. This play clock winding down to 10 seconds. Griffith may have to burn a timeout here. Down to 5 on the play clock. And they got it off just in time. There's a left side carry. Nowhere to go this time. That's Wingo's quarterback, keeper. Well, Griffin's getting positive yards. He's not getting big chunks of it.
Yeah.
7:20 to go.
Another score update down at Brevard. Rudisville, 48-yard touchdown pass. Devin Mosley, 21-0. Chase, that's the third different player to score touchdowns.
They just keep doing what they've been doing all season, haven't they?
And none of them was named Brandon Austin.
I think we'll see them in a couple of weeks, I believe.
Yeah, we sure will. We've got them in Central last week of the season.
Third down, 7 coming up. We can go back to pass. Half some time, going to keep it himself. Almost got away from 63. You don't want 63 falling on top of you.
So it's amazing how Maddox is able to just stick his arm out. And no matter who the runner is, they just stop.
You said he weighs what, 320?
380.
I bet he can bench press about that, plus a little bit more.
Yeah, I imagine if we took that scoreboard down over there, he'd bench that.
Fourth down. Griffin may be standing there to go for it. Not a bad idea. I mean, Bulldogs have had the ball on this part of the field most all night anyway. If they can pull something out of the playbook here, and Thomas Jefferson's going to call a timeout. We'll take one. We'll be right back after this.
See you in September at your local drop-in store. This month, try their hot wing meal. 6 hot wings, 6 potato wedges, bread and dipping sauce, all for $6.99. And for breakfast, 2 gravy biscuits for $4.50. Cool off with 28-ounce Powerades, 2 for $3.50. 20-ounce Minute Maid soft drinks, 2 for $2.50. For real milkshakes, just $3.19. And a smoothie or protein shake for $3.39. At your nearest drop-in store for a City, Shiloh, Sandy Mush, or Bostick.
WCB. Fourth down and 5. Just across midfield at the Bulldog 46-yard line. Nope, they changed their mind. They're going to drop back and punt it away now. Try to flip the field here.
For any of our Cleveland County listeners,
Mount Lee, South Point, 10-0, headway to the second quarter. But there's a crowd at that game. Here we go. Got to get off another quick punt here. There's a snap. This time they're going to set up a return. It looks like a good punt. Ball's going to again hit. This time it takes the Bulldog bounce. It's caught at the 25-yard line.
Down, number 23. That's the
25-yard line. That's probably the worst field position the Bulldogs have had the ball tonight.
I believe you're right. You know, a lot of credit to Albert there to get that punt away. Wasn't facing a rush that time and set the ball, flipped the field about 30 yards. So.
Just a guess, but since the Bulldogs failed to score on their last possession, I think they're going to go for a deep one here.
You're probably right. We got Mooney back in the game now. Norris beside him.
Got the Surratts in there. There's going to drop back. There's a quick pass out to the flat. It's caught at the 2. One man to beat. Stayed on his feet. He's going to take a big hit there and finally steps out of bounds. Like he picked up about 8 yards.
Number 2, Ryan Thompson. Jebediah Rollins is holding weather for major tackle. Ryan Thompson, he's if you follow high school basketball at all, you'll know Ryan Thompson is a very good basketball player. His mid-range game is outstanding.
It was enough for the first down. 5:25 to go here in the first half. First and 10 Bulldogs. when he got the pass, made a quick call by number two, a quick pass, and got his hands up and got another first down on a crossing pattern.
I tell you, what I really like out of the Griffins right now is they are not afraid to bring the blitz. They brought, I think, six on that play, and they're not just going to let Burns and Ben Murray just sit back there and pick apart the defense.
That's 210-plus yard pickups on that play, and the Bulldogs again driving, 4:50 to go, leading it 21-0 over the Griffins. Not a bad half so far. First and 10 at the 50. Money's going to throw it out to his receiver, looking for a block. He cuts it back, sidesteps, crosses the 45. Again, staying on his feet. Hard to bring down a bit. Ryan Thompson.
About eight to be up second.
Pick up of eight. Second down two coming up.
It seems like on every offensive snap, Mooney has two or three options he can choose from, whether it's a run, you know, whether it's a quick screen, whether it's a slant route. He's got lots of options every time he gets the ball. He shows the faith the Bulldogs have and his ability to lead his offense.
And he's spreading, using the entire field also. Second down, eight. As Norris with the carry. He's going to stutter step, spins, trying to get to the outside. Has a block downfield, cuts the corner. He's at the 30, stays on his feet. Back inside, 25. When he finally hit at the 10-yard line, the ball's on the ground. No, he comes up with it. But it's a big pickup by Norris doing that on his own that time. Fall on a couple of blocks.
Norris gets up. That's the Pat and Ezekiel Elliott. Feed me more. He wants the ball.
He's probably going to get it here. First and goal now. 3:25 to go in the first half. Bulldogs just spread you out so thin.
That's what's so hard about defending the spread offense that can run the ball.
Well, he's going to take it. Going to drop. Five across the middle, a little high for his receiver, incomplete. Looking for that cross pattern again. Stop clock at 3:09.
Yeah, for the most part, the Griffins defense, the back end, the secondary has played outstanding tonight.
Yes, they really have.
Had one ball coverage, but for the most part, they've held Burns in check anything down the field.
That should give them confidence, making it hard for the Bulldogs to score. You know, it's not been easy.
That's all you can really ask for, too.
They can go pass out. Has a receiver number two. He's trying to step to the five. Going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. That's the wrap. Gets his fifth touchdown of the season. Making it 27-0 with 3:04 to go. That was a short touchdown pass of about 5 yards. And 3:04 to go. The Griffins looking to block an extra point here.
Number
27, Camacho to kick it. In the left footer. Gets a snap. Falls down. Kick is up. And it's right down the middle. Good. 3:04 to go. 28-0 Bulldogs on top.
When you need a rental car or van, Family Car Rental is close by. Joe and Jill Rash are owner-operators and promise to treat you like family. If you need a car while your car's in the shop or maybe a van for a Sunday school trip, Family Car Rental has just the car or van that will fit your need and budget. 5 locations to serve you, including 500 West Dixon Boulevard in Shelby, 956 Reapsville Road in Lincolnton, 1604 North Limestone Street in Gaffney, 1344 Boiling Springs Road in Spartanburg, and right here in Forest City, 895 South Broadway. Family Car Rental, treating you like family.
WCB. Thomas Jefferson High School, 28-0 Bulldogs on top. We're sitting here smelling these food trucks up on the hill, and stomach's just hollering at us.
It's tantalizing. It is tantalizing. The Blue Devils have got on the board. 21-yard touchdown pass. Chase now leads 21-7 late in the second quarter. So the Bulldogs are not the Bulldogs. Blue Devils are not going away quietly.
Bulldogs getting set now. Kick it off. Wingo back deep and weather. Get set to kick it off one more time. And we're getting ready here. 3:04 to go in the first half. if Thomas Jefferson can hold on to the ball. Did have a seam on the catch to protect it. Spins forward across at the 30.
Kick off the top of Weatherford. That'll be Mark. 33-yard line. We're going to be first and 10.
A 10-yard return for Weatherford. The Griffins have it first and 10.
Now, this is, without question, much easier said than done. The Griffins can find a way to get some points on the board here. They do get the ball first to start the second half.
That'd be nice to cut it in half here right to start the third quarter, wouldn't it?
So this could be a bit of a momentum drive. Once again, a lot easier said than done to do that.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to go to the air with it. Just not much there on the ground. 28-0, 2:57 to go. Ringo's going to run the play clock down. Going to give it to Weatherford. Left side momentarily had a hole there. He's going to be wrapped up by a couple of linebackers from the Bulldogs. Weatherford loses the helmet. That's a set out of play. Sure he'll be back in there as soon as he gets that helmet back on next possession. Second down and 10. He didn't get about a half a yard on that.
It is risky to put the ball in the air right here, though. You don't really want to stop that clock. You don't want to get burned another chance with the football.
Exactly. Griffin's now setting up. The window's going to go under center, and we're going to have a timeout called by Thomas Jefferson. We'll take a quick timeout as they talk it over, and we'll be back after this.
At Isothermal Community College, your career starts here. Want to get into a high-demand field with good pay? Check out our pathways in the fields of healthcare and nursing, public services like EMT and law enforcement, advanced manufacturing, and information technologies. Your dream is our mission. Let us help you find the path. Plus, with the Powers Promise, residents of Rutherford and Polk counties can attend tuition-free. For details, call 828-395-4193 or visit isothermal.edu. /enroll today.
WCB. Welcome back. Coming out of the Griffin timeout here, talking it over. Second down and 9, 2:08 to go here in the first half. Griffin's put up a battle here against one of the top teams in North Carolina, the Burns Bulldogs. There's a snap. Wingo's going to give it to Weatherford. Nowhere to go up that middle.
Yeah, that play looked off schedule from the beginning. It looked like the snap came too soon. The offensive linemen weren't prepared. They didn't move much.
That was 20 on a carry. That Hill.
Yep, Caleb Hill there on that carry. It's interesting to see here what the Griffins choose to do if they want to try to take a shot, keep the ball on the ground.
I think the Bulldogs still have two timeouts remaining. Third down. Third and 10 coming up.
Burns has 12 on the field. So that second timeout they had, now they've got one.
Almost had 13 on the field for the timeout called by the Bulldogs. We'll stay right here. 28-0 our score. 1:26 to go before the half. Griffins against the Burns Bulldogs.
No new score updates from all the ones I provided. All except still leads 20-6. Chase leads 21-7. Last we saw, he's rather still up 21-0. Kings Mountain holds 10-0 lead over South Point. I was curious to see how the South Point offense would do against Kings Mountain defense. They say that defensive line is one of the best in the state. And if they're holding South Point short, they're sure playing like
that. It's a lot better than this one, I'd like to see it. Here we go, 3rd and 9. Wingo's going to drop back in the shotgun again. Left-hander awaits the snap. Looks at the defense. There's a snap. He's going to drop. Pressure throws the pass out. Caught by Weatherford. Can he get through there? Tried to stay on his feet to 35. Just that burn defense so quick out there. But it was a good pass from Wingo to Weatherford.
And I tell you, these pass defenders, they must really hit that weight room hard. Because I have seen a ton of tackles made just one hand grabbing the jersey and pulling the guy down.
That'll be their first final timeout of the half.
Yeah, they don't have lunch period. They have weightlifting period.
They eat the weights for lunch.
We'll take a quick timeout here as Burns uses their final timeout trying to get the ball back.
Get back in the swing of things with a special deal from Lifestyle Wellness and Spa. For a limited time, join for $5 and mention WCAB and get 1 month free. Get that energy back, flexibility of your joints, and a better outlook on life. For $5, join today and get 1 month free when you mention WCAB. First-class equipment and plenty of space for you to choose your style of fitness. The pool and the hot tub alone are worth that price. Contact the professional-friendly staff at Lifestyle Wellness and Spa and get going for a Feel Better You, 247 Oak Street Extension, Forest City, and you'll be saying, oh, I feel so much better.
P.A.B. Fourth down and seven. Griffin's a punted away. Going to leave a little bit of time on the clock for the Bulldogs. They come fast. There's a kick. It gets off a good high kick. Not going to be long, but it gets the job done. Takes a Griffin bounce. Going to roll down past the 30-yard line to the 29. Exactly what the Griffins needed. Going to ask for a better punt at this time of the game.
Yeah, Jordan Albert's done a really good job tonight getting the punts away. Really good job by him.
Wingo is down there to down the punt. I don't think he's come off the field tonight.
I think he has, and I don't think he will.
He's out there plugging up the middle, making tackles.
Bit of an upset brewing up at East Burt. East Burt leads Bunker Hill, who's undefeated and ranked 6 in the state, 14-0 in the second quarter. That's the one to keep your eyes out for, Rutherford County fans.
Bunker Hill, they're the chili beans. Money's going to take it, going to roll to his left, has some time, looks downfield, throws a deep pass. It's going to be caught by number 15, and he has some room to go. Stutter steps back to the 20, has one man to beat. He's to the 10, 5, touchdown. Bulldog with one play. Single coverage downfield.
That was Kahari Barrett on that catch. Yeah, you never want to take anything away from the receiver. But that was all Ben Mooney.
Yes, it was.
He threw that ball across his body on a spiral. Let's say probably 50 yards down the field.
Let go to 30, yeah.
And then he threw it across, you know, halfway across the field. What a throw by the junior quarterback.
And led his receiver, too, and got it there. So just like that, with one play, the Bulldogs do strike. Didn't need a timeout, I guess. 40 seconds to go. And Camacho. Set to kick the extra point. Get that one up. It looks like it's perfect. It hasn't been perfect all night long. 35-0 now with 40 seconds to go. Griffins will get one more shot at it here. We may see them just take this kick off, take a knee. Let's hear from one of my sponsors real quick.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
The most music on us, WCAB.
Back here at Thomas Jefferson. Griffin's down 35-0 here with 40 seconds to go before the half. See if they can get a good kick return here and maybe set up a long pass downfield. Thomas Jefferson, we'll get the ball in the second half. So, you know, a quick score here would be nice. We just talked about that a minute ago, didn't we?
It seems even more prudent now that they find points here. It's a halftime score. Kings Mountain 10, South Point 0.
Weatherford's going to take this kick at the 24, looking for some blocks. Stutter steps around to the 30, and he's going
to
go down there. Tackled by 8 Bulldogs. And they'll have a first down with 30 seconds to go. You think they'll just take a knee here and go in? Or
They'll either take a knee, or they will just run the ball and run this clock out.
Yeah, may see what they can get on the ground. Hargrove in there. Clock won't run until the play, so play clock down to 20. Tough halftime talk for Coach Schubert. I mean, what do you say? They're giving good effort. They're just outmanned right now.
They are. You know, I don't know if there's really any adjustments to be made.
You can't say that the Griffins haven't played bad. They're just up against a tough team. As they end the round, it's like it's going to be number 2 with the carry. Nowhere to go. He's hit
behind the line of scrimmage. Santiago with the carry, and that may take us into halftime here with 18 seconds to go.
I believe it will.
It'll be second and 12 coming up. We may not see another play here in the second half. Until the second half. Griffin's going to look to the sideline. Down to 9 seconds, then we're going to do it here. We'll head into halftime here. Our score, Burns Bulldogs 35, Thomas Jefferson Griffin's yet to get the score. And that's the halftime horn. We'll have Austin with an interview here at halftime after working in front of our sponsors. We'll see you for the second half.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time. When you're in the mood for good food, not just fast food, it's time to visit Wayne's Lunchbox in Spindale. Of course, he does offer the favorites like burgers and hot dogs, but he also serves up a delicious hot meal of meats and vegetables. And beginning Tuesday, September the 6th, Wayne will have brand new hours, Monday through Thursday, 11 until 7 p.m. Yep, Wayne is going to serve supper, starting at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., a dinner menu of meats and vegetables only. That's Wayne's Lunchbox, 391 East Main Street in Spindale. Call 828-395-2225. Wayne's Lunchbox is a proud supporter of high school football.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton.
Fans, welcome back to Thomas Jefferson Classical Academy. We're at halftime here. The Burns Bulldogs lead the Griffins 35-0. We've got a special guest joining us right now, Thomas Jefferson Classical Academy Athletic Director and head men's varsity basketball coach, Stephen Jones. Coach, thanks for coming on the air with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. So we know we got basketball season coming up. It's close. How excited are you to have the guys, you know, getting ready to kick the season off?
Well, really excited. You wait all year for basketball season, and it's almost here. So the guys have been working hard. You know, when October hits, things really tend to crank up. And since the month started, these guys have been working hard. So there's a lot of excitement in the area. The guys are ready to hit the floor running for practice, and we're excited, the coaches said.
Kind of talk to us for a minute. You know, what are the expectations you have for your guys this year?
Yeah, kind of a blank slate. You know, when you have a lot of returners, you have a better angle to predict what you got going on. We have a very young team. We got one senior in our program. So we have a lot of young guys that have worked their tail off over the summer and the fall, really developed at a high level. And at this point, we're really ready to go against somebody other than ourselves every day. We're in a great conference. Our league for men's basketball is tremendous. Shelby, state title contenders in 2A, East Gaston, a nightmare to match up with Burns, extremely athletic, obviously, in the 1A. Bessemer City, I put them as one of the favorites for 1A this year in men's basketball. Highland Tech, you know how hard it is to win at their place. Cherryville is always good. So it forces you as a staff to really stay at a high level throughout the year to compete in that conference. So we're excited. I don't know if we have a direct set of expectations, but I know there's just a lot of excitement in the building.
Coach, you talked about you know, when you have a lot of returners, you know, you kind of have a better idea. You know, when your season started last year, you started four seniors. Now, you did have a lot of injuries. A lot of these younger guys had a chance to pick up those varsity minutes. How important is that going to be for them to have that experience as sophomores? But now they're coming in as juniors. They've been through the bright lights. They've seen it all. So how much easier does that make your job when it comes to those guys?
Yeah, at the time last year, you know, some bumpy roads, but it pays off in the long run. You can practice, you can practice, you can practice, but there's no, there's nothing like in-game experience. And our young guys really got a lot of in-game experience last year. And that pays dividends because it shows you things that you wouldn't see otherwise. So coming into this year, I think it pays dividends for us. Those guys are ready. They're ready to get back out there on the floor, and I think they're going to perform well.
Kind of shifting roles from your basketball position to your AD position. You know, obviously fall sports are coming to an end. So just kind of catch us up where everybody is right now. What's going on?
A lot going on campus right now. Fall sports have been tremendous. Student athletes and coaches have been working hard. Women's golf for us just finished an undefeated regular season. We have four girls that are heading to the regionals here in about a week or so. So we're really proud of them. Boys and girls cross country both sitting first in the conference right now. Girls look like a strong contender to make another push at the state title. You know, they won it 2 years ago, finished runner up last year, looking to go back and really make a push at it again this year. You know, football going on here. We've got a young team. We've got a young team that's growing. They're learning. They're pushing through. They're battling adversity. Women's tennis, really young as a group, one senior in that program, but had a great year. Had a great year. They're primed for a conference tournament, a postseason run here coming up. And men's soccer, like always, men's soccer has been great. Huge game against Shelby on Monday. We're looking forward to that. Two of the top teams in the conference right now. So it'll be a big battle Monday. But fall sports as a whole overall here at Thomas Jefferson has been tremendous.
I think speaking of youth, you know, you look out here at the field right now, we're recognizing the middle school players, the youth league players, the youth cheerleaders. Talk about how important it is to have a feeder program like this at the high school level.
Yeah, I mean, how lucky are we? We have the GYAA, which has all these great youth athletes. And we have our middle school right here with our high school. So we really can see these kids from a young age as they just start into football, they just start into cheerleading, whatever it may be. And we watch them grow all the way through elementary school, all the way through middle school, and when they get to high school. So it's incredible to have your kids in a close proximity, watch them grow. They can look up to the athletes that we have here at the high school now. It creates a bonding experience and a really unique experience for everybody involved. So it's been tremendous for us.
Well, fans, once again, that was Thomas Jefferson Classical Academy Athletic Director and Head Varsity Men's Basketball Coach Stephen Jones. Coach, thanks for taking time to sit down and talk with us this evening.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for having me.
We'll be right back after a quick commercial break.
Hello, I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss.
Get 105 meg fiber-rich internet from Vive for only $25 a month for the first 12 months. One of the many great reasons you get more with Vive. Our network provides speeds up to 5 gig, 24/7 local support, 30-day money-back guarantee, a great streaming experience for the whole family, and free install when you order online. Call today or visit us online at vivebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Modem taxes and fees extra. Subject to data plan. Visit vivebroadband.com for additional restrictions.
One of the Carolinas' leading bark mulch manufacturers is Spindell Mulch Company. They carry double ground pine bark mulch, color-enriched hardwood mulch, topsoil compost, premium potting mixes, aged pine bark, and best start garden soil. Also certified playground material mulch. These mulches are high-quality Appalachian bark that is blended for best performances. They also carry river rock, stone, and gravel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, closed on Saturday. Call 287-3561. Spindell Mulch Company, 325 Spindell Street, Spindell.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
Yeah, the Huskers there. So really, what's the back on the script about that first half?
It's been a short field, and it's hard to defend that time after time. I think the only long bad field position Burns had is they was able to force him into a punt. So, 35-0. Really a lot closer than that score. So you hear that all the time, but that's what it is.
We'll go around the county real quick, couple updates. Bit of a shocker, you know. I thought Chase was going to run away with us there early, but that score is now Chase 21, Brevard 14 at the half. We talked about Kings Mountain being up 10-0 at halftime. Looking at RS Central, as soon as I get this to load, still 23-6 RS at halftime. So good news there as well. No update out of Hendersonville. If you're out there, you're listening, and you know, let us know what that update is. But some good news. You know, Central's got a big lead at halftime. Chase has a lead. Hopefully they can hold on to those.
That'd be a big win for our Central. That'd put them a game up on Patton. Or half a game up, I guess, if they do that kind of stuff. But what's going on in baseball today? I guess we can talk about that real quick. I know the playoffs started.
Yeah, well, the Guardians beat the Rays 2-1 in the first game today. Shane Bieber was brilliant on the mound for the Guardians. I believe he went 7 2/3. Jose Ramirez with a 2-run homer to right center was the difference in that game. The Phillies and the Cardinals met up in the 2 o'clock game. Cardinals led that game 2-0 going to the ninth inning, and the Phillies struck for 6 runs to take the 6-2 win. The 6-3 win. Mariners knocked off the Blue Jays 4-0 behind a dominant performance from Luis Castillo. And early on, the Padres have a 2-0 lead over the New York Mets. Looks like former Washington National Josh Bell hit a 2-run homer off Max Scherzer in the first inning to give the Padres that lead. Well, as soon as I say that, the Padres have actually gone up 3-0. Looks like Trent Grisham hit a solo home run. So bad news if you're a Mets fan. I doubt there's too many of those listening. This is Braves country.
Yeah.
But so probably some Braves fans are happy right now. So that's kind of an update there. College football-wise, got a couple games going on right now. Rutgers beat Nebraska 13-0. And with 1:15 to go in the second quarter, Memphis leads Houston 14-0. Midway through the second quarter, but Houston has its first and goal at the Memphis 1. Colorado State, Nevada, and UNLV and San Jose State will match up later on. Some big games tomorrow. Tennessee and LSU. All of a sudden, the Volunteers look like they're back. They're up to 8-8 in the standings, 4-0. Looking to win in Death Valley, I think, for the first time in some time, though. They've got the big matchup brewing with national champion Taylor Alabama next week in Knoxville. They've won an undefeated TCU, travels to undefeated Kansas. And, yes, we are talking about football.
Never thought I'd say that.
Kansas 5-0 right now. Looking for the Utah, UCLA, two Pac-12 contenders. North Carolina Tar Heels, they travel to Coral Gables. Well, I guess technically it's not Coral Gables because Miami doesn't play at home. They don't play on campus. But they're going to travel to take on the Miami Hurricanes tomorrow. Duke travels to Georgia Tech. Appalachian State travels to Texas State. Clemson travels to Boston College. South Carolina travels to Kentucky. Wake Forest hosts Army. Let's see who Carolina plays and going to West. See if I can find that real quick. Let's see. Looks like Western Carolina will travel to Mercer tomorrow. That's got to be a tough game. And Gardner-Webb travels to Robert Morris. I believe Gardner-Webb starting that conference play tomorrow. and with that game. So big slate ahead. Let's see, on Sunday, the Panthers the Panthers are hosting the 49ers. So a tough matchup for the Panthers there. Like an exciting weekend of sports coming on, exciting weekend of football. So a lot of fun this weekend. Weather's going to be beautiful. You don't feel like going outside and sitting in the house, catch up to them outstanding games we just talked about.
I think it's supposed to be cold Sunday night down in the low 40s, so it's good to make some soup and stay home and warm yourself up by a fire if you're ready to light that heater up already.
Yeah, you know, when I saw the weather for this week, I said, if this is not the South, in Rutherford County, it's running just this. In Rutherford County, you're going to get all four seasons throughout a week. Had 80 degrees today for a high. Then we're going back to the 40 Sunday night for a low. So.
Yeah, no wonder people keep colds all the time. You don't know how to dress. I left the house this morning with long sleeves and a jacket and came home with short sleeves on. And, you know, now I just put my jacket on here.
Yeah.
It's hard to figure out.
It is. But I guess it's fun to not know it, I guess. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, you go to Green Bay and you see snow 8 months out of the year. And, you know, I've been up there before and it's minus 30 degrees. That's too cold.
Yes, it is.
I guess we'll take another quick hit from our sponsor here and be back for the second half in a minute. 35-0 Burns on top of the Griffiths here. Thomas Jefferson.
Carolina's leading bark mulch manufacturers is Spindale Mulch Company. They carry double ground pine bark mulch, color enriched hardwood mulch, topsoil compost, premium potting mixes, aged pine bark, and best start garden soil. Also certified playground material mulch. These mulches are high quality Appalachian bark that is blended for best performances. They also carry river rock, stone, and gravel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, closed on Saturday. Call 287-3561. Spindale Mulch Company, 325 Spindale Street, Spindale.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time.
Look, and that's the point we step for the playoff start up. That should be an exciting time here in Rutherford County.
Don't know how up to date all these scores are. Gaffney leads Spartanburg 6-3. AC Reynolds leads Irwin 21-13. Hinkle 10, McDowell 7. Nashville 20, CC Robertson 14. Escola 28, he's finished 0. Undefeated West Harrison in a dog fight with Hilsa. Falcons lead that one 14-13. Hendersonville with a 24-0 lead of East Rutherford. Owen 22-0 of Verizon. Andrews, well, they look scary out there in 1A, that Andrews team does. They lead Swain County to 21-0. A bit of a shocker, you might say. Cherokee and Robinson 0-0 at the half. Mount Harrison 8-0 over Hoover County. Strong 34-0 over Madison. Murphy leads Facebook 7-0. Franklin over North Harrison 28-3. And that takes us through most of Western North Carolina.
And down just across the state line, got Abbeville leads the champion 28-0. That's in the third quarter. Franklin leading North Henderson 28-3, and Tuscola over East Henderson 35-0. That's a bit of add on those. So let's get underway here again. Griffins are going to receive the second half kick. Just playing a good game here, just a little outmanned against the Burns Bulldogs. A lot of games that Burns plays, they go into heavy favorites. probably hard to keep these guys motivated sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure. Like I said, you know, Burns is uber talented. They have talent at all three levels of the defense. They have talent across the board on offense. Special teams is good. You know, they're a tough game to prepare for. They run a ton of different formations on offense, defensively. The defensive line, the interior is huge. The edges are quick and strong. The linebackers get downhill. The secondary can hold up on their own once man-to-man coverage. It's hard to find flaws with this Burns team.
It's like Alabama and then everybody else.
Yeah. The only difference is there's an Alabama down the road from Burns called Shelby that always has something to say about it.
Yeah, some of these teams, I was talking to a guy before you got here. He said that they always got to play Shelby that last game. Why can't they play him earlier? You know, that's always a dogfight. I'd love to be a part of that one of these days. Set to kick it off now. We switch sides of the field. The Bulldogs will be going right to left. Griffin's taking it here on the left. Hopefully they can get some good field position. And, you know, play something positive out of this. Keep us at 35. Let's have a running clock the whole time. As return, looks like Weathers is going to run right up the left side. Follow some blocks and push it to foul. We first and 10 for the Griffin. Good field position, 35-yard line. But Bulldog may have a couple of new guys out there on that defensive front getting to play in time. I think we
called
McGowan's name tonight,
haven't we? We have not, no. And Burns making a switch to three down linemen as opposed to the four. A little smaller there at the middle. Vontae Maddox at 380 frames not in there, but still won't be easy to run.
Going to take some snap looks. He's pushed out of the pocket. Can he get away? He's going to go back for a toss down like a rag doll. That's about the 25-yard line, so a loss of about 10 on the plate. He'll make it tough on second down.
Yeah, he doesn't have much of a chance. Initially, he had a little room to step up, but that closed quickly, and he tried to bounce it outside, and it just had no luck.
Looks like the Bulldogs replaced the side with speed. Ball's going to be at the 26-yard line, so a loss of 9. Second down, 19.
I will say, though, when they sacrifice size for speed, they don't lose much size, do they? Actually, you're going to miss 380 pounds in the middle, but all in all, you're not missing much.
And you go sneak it down, play shotgun for me. Webster's going to get the ball. On the right side, gets it back. Sidesteps a couple of defenders. Stays on his feet. On across the 30, he's about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, we talked about how hard was playing early. Webster's playing just as hard. It's admirable how hard he's running the football.
You both of them going to sleep well tonight. Picked up about 6, making it third down and 13. About.
Yeah, that's what's hard. You pick up that really good looking team there, 6 yards, and you look at the still third 13.
Alfred Griffin done a pretty good job tonight. They're outsized by a lot. They're holding their own linebackers. Now, a quick pass downfield is going to be cold. That's how to reach it.
Yeah, that was designed to trick play. If Westbrook had another split second to throw the football and put a little more to the outside shoulder, I think that could have been a big play.
Yes, sir. That was coming down on that from the safety spot. Almost had a big collision at the 45.
Yeah, so, you know, not much Westbrook could do. You know, he gave the guy a chance, and that's all he can ask for.
Fourth down. Griffin's on the punt again. This is about the sixth punt of the night, I believe. Albert on, that's some pressure tonight. Gets this one off. Good spinning kick's going to get downfield and roll right down the sideline to the 34. Try a good bounce. I'm going to hit the sideline and just stayed in.
That was a very lucky break to the person there. That's immediately a foul.
But he couldn't plan that any better. Four-minute drive there.
And really, that was not that poorly defended. That was just more of Ben Mooney making an outstanding throw.
And he's going to take a quick pass up just out of reach of number 17, but for a little crossing pattern.
Yeah, from what I've seen in on Burns' games earlier in the season, they're not going to come off the gas. So the Griffins cannot let up on them because of the ball.
Score 50. If you're 160, I think 60 something.
The score 70 or 76 on Holland. So.
Norris with the carry right side. He gets the carry to the 45, that side to the 50. Stays on his feet, stiff off down the sideline to the 46 yard line. Picked up about 25 yards, diving and juking away.
He is a tough man to get a grip on the ring. I bet he steals the show on the bench for.
He's probably, what, 5'6"?
Yeah, 5'6", 5'7". He's in that. Starting point guard on the basketball. Size and quickness does have benefits on the court.
Don't do ball that time now. First and 10, 46. Quick pass out, down, and caught by the quarterback. So it's a piece to himself.
That was Josh Watkins. He got his ball back. Hey, but once again, an outstanding job by the Griffin defense. You know, they're not sitting back. They're not just letting Burns take them apart. They're being aggressive. Our coach, Doug McCree, has done an outstanding job. The defensive coordinator has done an outstanding job with his play calling. I truly believe that. You know, we've seen a lot of the Griffin.
They're not making it easy on the Bulldogs. Just note that Mooney's wearing those pink socks for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there's Norris with a hand off left side, just found his way through, and a good tackle there.
Number three tackle for
Charlie. That was a big time tackle. It was one on one in space. Outstanding job by him to bring down Norris. He's not an easy man to bring down, so outstanding job by him there.
Him and Argo have not left the field tonight. Well, Weatherford came off once when his helmet came off and he was back out there again. So third down and 11 coming up for the Bulldogs.
And maybe we should say it was not come off the field voluntarily.
No, he goes to play. Big sack on the play. And a flag on the play. That wasn't necessary for the flag, really.
No, that's not a good call.
Not at all.
Flag on the play.
They got a personal foul on that side because as Weatherford got up, he was losing his balance. He used the Burns quarterback to gain balance, and the Burns quarterback kind of fell back on his own.
Yep.
And they're calling that a personal foul. That's a really bad call.
He sold that when the quarterback did.
I don't never like to just blatantly say a referee missed the call. But that was a miscall. Not even a miscall. That was just a bad call.
Well, the big loss. Still going to bring up 4th and 7 now after the 15-yard penalty. Bulldogs going to go for it. When he's back to pass, goes into the bat number 12. He maybe stopped short. Yes, he is. The Griffins combine there at the 40-yard line and stop him short of the first down.
Outstanding job, David Hargrove. He read that play, saw he could be a little trouble free. Hit L.J. Allen, said, sir, you're not going nowhere. Dropped him down. Excellent job by the Griffin defense.
That's the second stop for the Griffin defense against those Burns Bulldogs, and then looking impressive here.
Yeah. I tell you, the Griffins have a lot of team speed defensively that we're seeing tonight. You know, it's hard to look fast against Burns, but I feel like they have on several plays. They're flying through the football. Excellent effort tonight by the Griffin defense.
Yeah, somebody's done some good film work. They're reading those plays before they develop. Wingo's going to go back in the shotgun now. 1st and 10. Good field position for the Griffins. Can they take advantage of it? 35-0 our score with 8 minutes to go in the third. Bulldogs are showing blitz. They pick it up. It's going to be Weatherford with the carry. It's going to be the right side.
Weatherford on the carry.
Tough yard on that. 2nd and 9.
That's Vontae Maddox is back on the field, and impossible to miss him. He was one that made that tackle, and it's a tough man to run around and whatnot.
Well, Terry, I have to say this. Me and my dad, I know he's listening. Me and my mom both, we had a disagreement about the South Point Kings Mountain game. He said Kings Mountain blown out. South Point just scored it 10-6, 2 minutes ago in the third quarter.
That's a good defensive struggle over there. 7:20 to go now. Second and 9 coming up. Wingo's on roll. He's been rushed out of pocket. Not going to get away this time. Good read by the defense of Burns.
It was. You'd like to see him give really that ball there. Not take that sack. There was some momentum there on the side of the Griffins. He's probably this sack. He's trying to take it all the way.
About 3 receivers downfield and 5 defenders. Nowhere to go with it. Under 7 minutes here in the third, but it's 35-0. So Griffin's hanging around.
And just to clarify, my opinion on the Kings Mountain South Point game was there's going to be a 7-point game going to the fourth quarter. Kings Mountain going by about 14. So I might be off by about 3 points here. But
close enough to go buy a lottery ticket.
That's right.
Third down and about 25 to go. Wingo has time. Nice flushed out of the pocket. Going to have to run. Stayed on his feet. Oh, looked like a hit out of bounds, but no flag on the play. May just trip over the chain.
He was definitely hit. I'll say this. If this was the college or NFL, that's a 15-yard penalty. The quarterback is clearly giving himself up. It was clearly going out of bounds. That's always flag.
Official timeout on the play. We'll take a quick timeout here and hear a word from my sponsor.
When you're in the mood for good food, not just fast food, it's time to visit Wayne's Lunchbox in Spindale. Of course, he does offer the favorites like burgers and hot dogs, but he also serves up a delicious hot meal of meats and vegetables. And beginning Tuesday, September the 6th, Wayne will have brand new hours, Monday through Thursday, 11 until 7 p.m. Yep, Wayne is going to serve supper, starting at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., a dinner menu of meats and vegetables only. That's Wayne's Lunchbox, 391 East Main Street in Spindale. Call 828-395-2225. Wayne's Lunchbox is a proud supporter of high school football.
WCAB.
Flat football fans. Friday night friends here on WCAB.
Yeah, I believe Coach Schuper is going to give the referee an earful here. I won't be surprised if he gets a 15-yard penalty here. And he's got a right to be angry. That should have been flagged as a late hit. It was blatantly late. I would love to be a fly down there on the ground to hear this explanation. Whatever it is, it's not a good one. I can promise you that.
A lot more obvious than the penalty flag thrown against the Griffins on the Burns quarterback.
There's no question about that. And I'll tell you, that over there, as Wingo still, not gotten up over there, still down on the ground, not sure, what it is. But that should be a blatant example of why that play was much more flagrant and much more malicious than what they caught on Weatherford here. Because, it was a slight tap. He was using the quarterback to balance over there. That was just blatantly hit out of bounds.
Well, if Wingo has to come out of the game, who's next in line at quarterback? Do you?
That's a great question. We very well could see Hargrove at quarterback, or we'll see Holden Weatherford at quarterback. It'll be one of the two.
Yeah, maybe a good plan, actually. But I hope that Wingo's okay. He's now being helped up, I believe. He's over on the far side of the field. And I like you, that hit came late. There's a lot of moving parts over there. Chain through and quarterback and the defender.
No question. I'm not going to call that a dirty hit because, it's hard to say that because the kids is playing football. But it was late, and it was a very bad, very bad missed call.
Can't tell from here, but that fence looks a little bit closer on that side than over here. I don't know if he ran into the fence or was knocked into the fence. They've been helped off. Not sure. We'll see Wingo the rest of the night. So here we'll see who the next quarterback in line is. Getting ready to get back into play. 6:20 to go in the third. It's 35-0 Bulldogs. And looks like the Griffins will set up the punt here. We won't find out who the quarterback is until next possession. Albert back. Big 380-pound, 600-pound monster back in there on the defensive line for the Bulldogs.
Second punt for the Griffins, number 74, Albert.
Albert's got off some good punts here lately.
He has. You know, he's going to take another good one here. Looks like the Bulldogs are setting up for another return.
It's like he said. Gets this one off. It's going to be a pretty good angle toward the sideline again. It rolls down that sideline on the opposite side of the field.
Going to be down on the 38-yard line.
About the 38-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Let's see if they keep the foot on the pedal here. You said they usually do.
I will say this. I think old Jordan Albert, the punter, he might have to get the side roller out tonight. But as he's throwing that leg up, he's looking like a rocket out there as much as he's had to punt.
He keeps this up, they may sign him up for the soccer team. 35-0, 6-12 to go in the third. Let's see if we can keep him off the board here. Keep this score at 35-0. Mooney back in there at quarterback. It looks like it's going to drop. Last time, looking downfield at the sideline pass, it's going to be caught and dropped. Didn't catch it. In and out of the hand. He was open and pass was there, and he just didn't look it in.
No, he didn't. You know, and that's a big, that could be a big play. No question about it.
Second 10 now. So again, the Griffins forcing second and long. I think they still got Norris in the ball game. Always dangerous when he carries the ball. Two receivers left, one to the right. Moon's going to give it to Norris. Oh, and he's hit immediately. No gain on the play.
That was 56. I'm 100% sure who that is. Let's see if I can figure that out.
I'm impressed with this Griffin defense here. I guess from the second quarter on, they've been really tough.
Yeah, let's see. 56 is Andrew Pope. It's a lot of credit to him for bringing down Norris. A couple of updates. Patton has scored, got the two-point conversion. Central's lead 23-14. Chase strikes quickly. Their fourth different player to score a touchdown tonight. Granted, Austin, they lead 28-14.
So here's a third down and 10 play coming up. Mooney's going to drop. He's flushed out. A pass is caught and in there on the tackle. Cargo. Reading that play.
How much praise can we give this Griffin defense? This is outstanding. A lot of teams, when you're down the 35 to third quarter, you're waving the white flag. This defense has decided to not do that. They're standing out. They're showing out. Just outstanding job across the board at all three levels by the Griffin defense.
I think next week Cherryville's going to have their hands full with this Griffin team. Van Gun forced to punt again, the Bulldogs. They're going to send a receiver back deep for the Griffins. It's a snap. The Griffins are setting up a return. It's a good high punt. It's going to hit and bounce. Take the Bulldog roll inside the 30, down to the 25. It's going to stop there at about the 23-yard line. But again, that's two consecutive possessions that the Griffins defense have failed.
Yes, it is. I gotta say this, Jay. You know, we talked about how good of a job Jordan Albert's done. Johnny Johnson, the Burns punter. Wow. I'll tell you, anytime he is punt, he is actually good with the ball. You know, there is no short field when he's back there punting.
And he probably doesn't get that many opportunities to punt the ball, so I guess he's taking advantage of it here tonight.
And it does. It, you know, I believe he might be cramping up over there on the sideline. So that might be the reason he's having to punt more than he's used to.
Got Weatherford at quarterback.
It is Weatherford at quarterback.
He's under center.
Fargo and Watkins split, and Cameron Hill in the backfield.
And like you'll see a lot of times with a new quarterback, a fumble on the change.
Yeah. I was wanting to think that was a quarterback sneak, but I do believe that ball was just about the snap. But good job by Weatherford to get back on the ball.
Second and 10. They actually gained a yard. I guess he picked it up and went far. So second 9 coming up. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Griffin's hanging tough here. Went down 21-0 in the first, but they've been hanging in. Second down 9. Nowhere to go that time on the right side. Hill picked up about 2. Third down and 7 coming up. temperature really dropping here tonight as the sun went down. Feels good out here.
Yep, seeing a lot of hoodies, a lot of sweatshirts, a lot of coats, sweaters, sweatshirts, any other thing you got that you can think of, jackets, vests.
Yeah, these teenagers nowadays, they wear hoodies year-round.
Yes, they do.
Third down, 7. Griffin's trying to get something going here offensively. Westford going to drop back. Pass is intercepted at the 30-yard line by number 23 of the Bulldogs.
Well, that was Marshall McGowan on the pick.
Yep.
We do have a flag. I'm thinking it's holding on the Griffin, though.
I think he just didn't see McGowan that time when he released the ball. Right into the hands of the defender.
Well, he had a lot of pressure in his face, and I don't know if he could actually see around him to know, but that's a bit of a momentum killer. You know, the Griffins did not have points. It's like the momentum was on their side. So let's see what the defense can do here.
If they can hold again for the third consecutive.
The Burns offensive line got chewed out over there. The defense is on the field, so we'll see if that did any good for him.
See if they go for it here. First down. Going to be Norris. Left side. Break the tackle. He has some blockers out front to the 10-5. Touchdown. Gets it in there easily. Now they could throw a flag on that. He got the ball and slammed it down in the end zone. But no flag. And the Bulldogs take the turnover. First one of the night. And take advantage of it, making it 41-0 here with 2:58 to go.
Yeah, I will say, usually in high school, if you do anything other than hand the ball back to the official, that's an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
I know, you can't even signal first down anymore. Norris's third touchdown tonight. Camacho on the kick it again. Left footer. Oh, that one's blocked.
Yes, sir. Holden Weatherford with the block.
Oh, good.
We'd have to get cold players of the game to Weatherford and Hargrove.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'll say this, too. Burns broke the huddle there with 12 players, which is usually a penalty.
Second time they do that.
So,
you know, we've seen a few calls about that weren't calls and some calls that shouldn't have been. So 41-0, we'll take a quick timeout and bring you this last 3 minutes of the third quarter after this.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
Welcome back. Friday night frenzy here on WCAB. 41-0 our score. 2:58 to go in the third. The Bulldogs set to kick it out. This time it goes a little bit deeper. Taking at the 20-yard line, looking to the outside. Can he get that? Weatherford to the corner. Lowers his head at the 35, 36-yard line. Broke that one outside.
Yeah, that was the third different kicker for the Bulldogs there. That was quarterback Ben Mooney on that one.
Not the deepest one yet. It has a 17-yard return for Weatherford, and he's a little slow getting up. Maybe it's just cramps. They play the game of his life here tonight.
You know, Terry, I don't want to say we're nitpicking at these officials, but after that tackle, Norris, who just slammed the ball in the end zone after that score, he made that tackle, and he immediately got up and said something to Weatherford right in his face, and nothing, kind of stood over him flexing a little bit. So really surprised they didn't call that either.
Yeah, I've seen that call many, many times over a whole lot less than that. We'll attend to Weatherford. I guess we'll take another quick timeout as we wait to get him off. He'll be back after this.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton. WCAB.
Welcome back here to Thomas Jefferson High School, Friday Night Frenzy on WCAB, Rutherford County Football. 21-0 our score, Bulldogs beating the Griffins. 2:48 to go in the third quarter.
My prediction is looking better and better. Kings Mountain just scored, going 17-6. So we're finally going to see David Hargrove quarterback.
Here we go. Down there, the fourth guy here. Hargrove's going to take it. He's going to get the snap, run it himself. Left side, looking for a block. Picks up a block. He's got a 45. Now he's up near the 50. He's giving that Burns defense some trouble here now.
If he's going to continue to pick up runs like that, he may become the starting quarterback moving forward.
Exactly. Weatherford's back now. He's wanting to get back out there. Not quite yet.
Our reception, I think, is a 36-14 lead over Patton, but things are looking good for them.
Big game for them tonight. First down pickup. Ball at the 49. Hargrove going to take the snap, going to run again. Left side, look for some blocks. Nowhere to go this time. The Burns defense closes in. Lost about a yard on the play.
Yeah, he just ran out of a field there to try to make something happen.
Get that to the short side. Maybe they can try something here toward us on the wide side of the field. A little more room. Ball's on the left hash mark. Griffins are going left to right. Guess that's north. Possibly. Weatherford back in now. May see a double back attack.
It has to work in the read option.
Weatherford back going to the shotgun now. They're going to stay out for a minute. There's a handoff. Nowhere to go. The Burns defense closes. Loss on the play.
Number 20 Hill on the carry. Bring up first call.
That was Hill. Had nowhere to go. Couldn't get outside against that Burns speed.
Yeah, that was Lamont Wilson there coming down from his safety position. Laying the hammer.
Lost about 3 on that one. It's going to be 3rd down and 14. 3rd and 4 is coming to a close. 45 seconds to go. We'll get at least one more playoff here on 3rd down. I'd like to see the Griffin score here. Here we go. Weatherford back to pass. Looks for two. Has a man open. The ball is up for grabs. It's going to be caught. Ball. None other than Hargrove.
I don't think that ball was intended for Hargrove. But he made the play.
That's the second good catch he's made here tonight. Yeah, I don't think it was intended for him either.
For some reason, the clock is continuing to roll despite the official stopping clock, as if this was a running clock.
Yeah, they're not going to stop it at this time. Well, I guess that'll do it here. 5 seconds to go. We're going to end the third quarter here with the Griffins threatening, but it's 41-0. Wow, fourth quarter coming up after these
minutes. Fourth quarter going in. Score.
Hello, I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss.
Get 105 meg fiber-rich internet from Vive for only $25 a month for the first 12 months. One of the many great reasons you get more with Vive. Our network provides speeds up to 5 gig, 24/7 local support, 30-day money-back guarantee, a great streaming experience for the whole family, and free install when you order online. Call today or visit us online at vivebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Modem taxes and fees extra. Subject to data plan. Visit vivebroadband.com for additional restrictions.
This is a really good drive for the Griffins. Really good answer after the interception on the last drive and giving us a touchdown.
Burns late getting on the field. Here we go. Getting ready to get under play now. Weatherford, the quarterback. He's going to go for shotgun. Got Hill in there on his left side. Letting the play clock down to 10 seconds. Good hard run this time, left side. That was Weatherford with a keeper, I believe. Just a quarterback keeper all the way, running hard as he could.
You know, they put Hargrove and Josh Watkins, arguably the two most athletic blockers on the field. They just ran Weatherford behind those two guys, and they created the lane for him.
Picked up 7 yards, making it second down and 3 yards to go. Offensive line holding their own pretty good out there for the Griffins.
Yeah, this has been a well-played second half for the Griffins. It really has.
Yeah, it's been pretty even. Except for the interception turnover. Weatherford again this time. Going to try the right side. Hard to bring down there. He picked up maybe a yard.
They know, in reality, the only drive that Burns has had success was that drive they started inside the red zone down here.
That's right, offense and defense. The Griffins have played some good ball this second half. Facing third and five now. I'm definitely four down territory is what I'm guessing. Another Burns kicker was kicking it. A 41-yard field goal there right before coming back for the third quarter, so he got a leg. Third down, five. Weatherford's in his quarterback now. Gonna drop that pass. He's flushed out. Throws the ball into the air. Has Hargrove down the field. Oh, incomplete. Knocked away.
I expected a defensive pass interference call. Hargrove went for the ball. The Burns defender just kind of stood in his way and prevented him from going towards the ball.
Exactly. I thought Hargrove maybe just missed time that jump just a little bit, but it's a pretty good pass by Weatherford downfield. Now they got to go for it on fourth and five. Hope they can get this first down here.
Would not be surprised to see the same play. Hargrove going down the seam. Yeah, maybe even out right here trying to get the first down.
Fourth and five. Let's see if Burns dials up a blitz. Well, if he's on some pressure, gets away, throws it downfield again, and Hargrove's going to go for his left shoulder. Oh, almost made a remarkable catch. Over the back shoulder fade. He went one way, and the ball was just off his fingertip.
Yeah, that was just out of his reach. Weatherford did an outstanding job of just giving Hargrove a chance.
Yeah, he had guys draped all over him. Good-looking drive there by the Griffins. They come up a little short. It's going to be first and 10 now for the Bulldogs.
Looks like Burns is bringing in some second-team guys. Backup quarterback Grayson Warlick, I believe it's Graham Warlick, one of the two. He's back quarterback now. Number 20 is on the field in the slide. Looks like 35 is in the backfield. That might be Trayshawn Littlejohn, who you talked about earlier.
Yeah, I think so. If the defense can get a turnover here. Warlick's going to give it to the tailback. Nowhere to go. The Griffin defense is all over that one. Loss on the play.
Let's see. 63. I'm going to tell you who that is real quick. That is nose tackle.
Number 35 on the carry.
Let's see. Zion Jones with that hit. He picked him up a nice little German suplex there on that tackle.
And he didn't celebrate. He got up and went back to the nose guard position to do it again.
And I won't lie. I was a little worried that might throw a penalty there from that tackle.
Loss of four. Second down and 14. Warner's going to carry. Not much over that left side.
Warlick was just able to be introduced to David Hargrove for the first time tonight. Wanted to make sure that he knew that, hey, welcome to Avondale.
Got to give a big shout out to Hargrove. I think he's probably going to cook the team meal after the game's over. I don't care if you take the time out. We'll stay right here this time as they come talk it over. We're trying to get the ball back. It's going to be third down and 13. Maybe another stop here for this Griffin defense. Got 9:28 to go in the ball game. Like over across the state line, Abbeville defeated Chesney 49-0 tonight. That's two straight weeks. The Eagles haven't got any points on the board. Thomas Jefferson with the timeout. Trying to make another stop here against this Burns offense. Again, next week, we will be over at East Rutherford for the big RS Central East Rutherford showdown.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He's maybe going to 1-0 or 1-1 in conference play at least, right? Or essentially 1-3 if they can pull out that win tonight.
Chase Rudersill from 94 yards out, 35-14 Trojan.
It's hard to get a 94-yard run. He must have just got the corner and outran everybody.
Kings Mountain scores again, 24-6. That score, I'm going to get you a Central Patent score as soon as I can get it to load.
Third down coming up, third and 13. Warlick's back at quarterback, shotgun, going to take the snap. Going to give it to his tailback, left side, going to pick up a few yards, but nowhere near enough for a first down.
Caleb Hill, Hargrove, Pope, those are the three main guys that got hands on them. All right, Central leads 36-20.
Get them while they last. 36-20. RS Central on the way to winning that game, possibly. And it's fourth down. The Bulldogs on the punt again. Nobody back beat for the Griffins. So no return. If they get some pressure on the punter.
Yeah, I think they're watching out for the fake. They're playing punt safe here.
Kick has to get off a good punt. That's got some height to it. Going to hit. Roll forward for a couple of feet. Going to go dead at about the 36-yard line. No return on the play. First and 10 Griffins now. 8:35 to go.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Terry, if I got to pick something, a player that I've been most impressed with from Burns, it's been Johnny Johnson in his leg. Very impressed with him. You know, like I said, he's flipped the field. He's a weapon for the Bulldogs.
Yes, he is. And wouldn't think that he gets that many opportunities, like we said earlier, but he's taking advantage of it. First and 10, Griffin. Defense has really made a strong statement here in this second half. The offense to get something going.
Well, Burns to just 6 points. So no small feat in that regard. I mean, we're talking about they were going against the starters until the half time.
That's right. They're averaging 43 a game, and that's where they're at now. Pretty close to it. Weatherford at quarterback. Griffin's running out of players here at quarterback. Weatherford's going to keep it himself, looking for some blocks. He lowers his head. Again, that speed for Burns closes in a hurry. So Weatherford stays on his feet. Gets up near the 40-yard line, second and six coming up.
You know, we've said it, but got to be impressed with, you know, we've called out these players individually, but the Griffins as a whole, you know, they have continued to fight. You know, they've ran hard, they've blocked hard, on defense, they've rushed hard, tackled well. You really got to be pleased, and you got to be feeling good as you prepare for this 3-game stretch to close out the year.
Yeah, I think they can go on a run now. I'll go back in there at quarterback. He's going to keep it himself this time. Weatherford out blocking ahead, and that's it. Hit a little late there out of bounds, but he stayed on his feet. Picked up almost enough for the first down. Going to be third and short coming up. And looks like good options here. Weatherford and Harbor in the backfield. Just let one of them run the ball and the other one block it.
I will say that was a much better note call there. I didn't really see anything there on that one. It was close, like you said. Made the right call there by the coach. So we will give them a little credit for getting that one right.
It's going to be Weatherford this time. Probably just going to be a keeper all the way on third and one. He's going to take it, run forward. Pushes the foul up near the 50 for a Griffin first down. And it's good to see on the sideline then if you look at the Griffin. They're excited and they're still into the game.
They are. Students are showing a lot of spirit, you know, still cheering these Griffins off.
Sometimes you don't see that in a 41-0 game.
You don't. I'll tell you, you know, fans are going to look at this score and think, you know, this game is just an absolute blowout. But if you were here, you saw this, or you listened, you know the Griffins have played really well tonight. And I don't think that score is indicative of how well the Griffins have played.
Well, if you keep with this down, if I picked up a block, big yards, pushing across the 40-yard line, he's coming down to about the 57. So another first down. Good job. That time of following his block.
Yeah, his lead blocker, number 72. I'm going to say who that is. Jack Barcher. I apologize if I messed that last name up. He did an outstanding job. He locked up with this defensive end from Burns, and he drove him 10 yards down the field. Outstanding job there by Jack.
Griffin's on the drive here. Ball at the Bulldog 36, first and 10. Got 6:20 to go in the ballgame. Hargrove back in that quarterback now with Wedford in there. Hargrove keeper himself. He breaks some tackles, running hard, spins down to about the 27-yard line.
He lost the ball, though. Yeah, it looked like he was down to me. He was definitely down before that ball came out. His knee was on the ground.
Keep the ball with the grip.
Yeah, that was close. But his knee was down when Burns took the ball away.
Another Griffin first down. Controlling the clock here in this fourth quarter and moving the ball. I think they're going to get an end zone here with 5:40 to go. First and 10. Weatherford Hargrove showing the back throw. Weatherford this time is going to keep it. It's going to go to the left side, lowers his shoulder. Stays on his feet. Going to get down to about the 20-yard line before he finally brought down by
Yeah, this is big time fight by the Griffin. This is outstanding to watch. You're a Thomas Jefferson, a Griffin fan. Just watching what they're doing right now. You're so excited about this team.
It may be an offense they run the rest of the year here. It's working. Going to be Hargrove back at quarterback. They're alternating each play, it looks like.
And when you have that ability to do this, it gives a defense coordinator's nightmare trying to plan for all of this.
Hargrove going to keep himself right at the middle. Quarterback keeper going to stay on his 15.
Hargrove on the keeper of the middle. I did.
Down to the 13-yard line. And another first down.
Hold on, 12-yard line.
The best drive of the season for the Griffins, it looks like. First and 10. Ball to the 13-yard line. Stand up and get a better view.
You about have to right here.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I have to go away impressed with this drive, no matter what happens here.
We're going to get a timeout here before the play clock runs out.
I think I'm going to get a timeout here, Bobby. We'll take it and listen to the work.
Get 105 meg fiber-rich internet from Vive for only $25 a month for the first 12 months. One of the many great reasons you get more with Vive. Our network provides speeds up to 5 gig, 24/7 local support, 30-day money-back guarantee, a great streaming experience for the whole family, and free install when you order online. Call today or visit us online at vivebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Modem taxes and fees extra. Subject to data plan. Visit vivebroadband.com for additional restrictions. WCAB.
Welcome back to WCAB Radio. Rutherford County Football on Friday night. Griffin's on impressive drive here. 3:54 to go in the game. 41-0 Bulldogs lead. But the Griffins in the red zone here, knocking on the door. First down and 10 from the Bulldogs 13-yard line. If they can get it in here. Kind of want to do a good drive.
Yes, it is.
50-14 lead over Brevard's 42-14 trophy.
Weatherford in there. Keel, Weatherford going to keep it. Block, left side, picking up the yards over the left side of the line. Inside the 10. I like this offense.
Good. It really does look good. Because it does not matter. You know, you can, anytime you have to make an adjustment like this where you're worried about the quarterback run and 10 blockers, that's so hard to make adjustments to during the game.
I mean, the Bulldogs know who's getting the ball, and they're still picking up big yardage. Thomas can be Hargrove going back. Weatherford's in there on the left side. Hargrove at Wildcat formation. Takes a snap. Going to run left side. Runs it hard. He's going to be near the five-yard line. Pushes the pile.
That should be enough for a first down.
Getting 5-6 yards of carry now.
Maybe just a yard short.
Hargrove the keeper. And about 3
to bring up 3rd down 2 coming up.
I'll tell you, the hard decision here is decide who gets the ball and try to get the touchdown.
If they can't get a first down here and then have first and goal inside the five.
Yeah, both of you can make the argument that Hargrove and Weatherford both deserve this touchdown. But it looks like we're going to QB sneak here with Weatherford, get a push from Hill from behind, and try to get the end zone.
Weatherford with a carry, gets a snap, pushes the ball
in there.
Touchdown. And the fans are excited. You can hear them here in front of us.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They've been waiting all night to make some noise. They're getting their chance now. That was a beautiful drive by the Griffins. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, they took over. We're on their own 30-yard line, I believe it was. Yes. It went 70 yards.
25, 30. Yes.
.232 to go, and the Griffins score. They're going to go for two.
Yeah, they've got their kicker's been injured for a while, so wouldn't be surprised to see the same thing here.
Weatherford's in that quarterback. That was a pass out into going to Hargrove, knocked up and tipped out of play. That would have been perfect for Hargrove to get that one.
That would have been.
2:32 to go. It's 41, Griffin 6. We'll be back for the kickoff after this.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
Welcome back here, Thomas Jefferson. Final 2.5 minutes left in this ball game. 41-6, Burns Bulldogs leading Griffins. But this has been a 6-6 ball game here in the second half.
It has.
Actually, I can say the Griffins have outplayed the Bulldogs here in the second half.
I would say the exact same thing. I really would.
Good the second half and something to look forward to next week for Thomas Jefferson.
All right, so you still got a 36-20 lead over Patton.
That's good news. There's a kick going to be taken at about 15. He has some room over the left side. He may take it to the house, 4 yards. 35, 30, down the sideline. Can they get to him? He cuts it back at the 15. He's going to be out of bounds.
Number 15 for the Bulldogs on the return.
Steps
out of bounds.
He
runs
16-yard
line.
He'll
be first and
10. Return that ball about 45 yards. Trying to get in the end zone, but steps out of bounds on his cutback. So it's first and 10, Bulldogs. Just like that, they don't want to go away, do they?
Yeah, you really hope the Griffin defense can make a play here. You don't want to have Burns score. Yeah, this. My guy, Johnny Johnson, in the quarterback. Burns is getting everybody a snap back there, it seems like.
Johnny Johnson. I got a new offensive lineman in the whole new offensive line. Those are some clean jerseys out there.
Yes, they are. They look good.
Man, you have to wash them tonight for the first time. There's a snap to Johnson. He's
We should have a false start.
Get that a lot, too. Stop the clock. 2:18 to go. 41-6 our score. Back it up 5 yards. That helps the Griffin defense a little bit. Ball's going to be at the 20. Can get a first down at around the 5 yard line. Johnny Johnson has to go back. Starts to the middle, cuts it back to the left side. The Griffins are there, but he gets down the sideline. Tackled there, out of bounds.
Really on the turn for the Woodhawks, taken out of bounds around the 10-yard line.
Like about the 10-yard line. Second down coming up.
Hey, that's that October chill has kind of hit me last couple of minutes and since we stood up.
Yeah. All those bodies left around us, and it got cool, didn't it?
It did.
Griffin's getting some other players into the game. Second down and 6. Ball's on about the 11-yard line. Johnny Johnson, quarterback, going to take it. He's some shotgun. Again, going to keep it himself, looking to the left side. Cut it back to the middle, heading toward the end zone. Going to push forward. Going to be just short of the goal line.
Number 18 on the keeper. That could be enough for first down.
It's first and goal, though, inside the 2 of those guys.
Well, you'd like to think his Bulldogs are just taking knees.
Yeah.
But it does not look like they're going to. They're going to try to. What's another story?
They've got to add to their average a little bit. There's Johnson gets his head back right side, pushes in the end zone, standing up, touchdown. And the Bulldogs answer the good kick return, set them up. Made it tough on that Griffin defense on this guy, but they looked good the entire second half.
Well, both touchdowns have come off drives that have been less than 20 yards.
Exactly right. Special teams and defense helped out the Bulldogs pass. Impressive second half, though, for Thomas Jefferson. And Camacho on the kick.
Of course, it's almost got to feel unfair. You know, Burns is bringing in their third group offensive lineman, and the same guys for the group have been out there all night.
Yeah. A little bit of a mismatch almost, isn't it? Kick is up, and he's good. Only missed one tonight, and it's 47-6. 1:03 to go.
48.
I want to see this Griffin offense come out again. We'll take a quick timeout. One of our sponsors here for this kickoff.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time.
An impressive game by the Griffins, I think, here tonight.
No, I agree with that statement 100%. Real quick, rounded up. Central leads 10-36-26. First 8 minutes to go. Jay still maintains a 42-15 lead. Last score I saw, East Stroud, Hendersonville 38-0. Got to imagine Hendersonville's pretty upset after that loss to Chase last week.
Yeah, I bet they were. They took care of that business early. Here's a kick. Fire catch gone. Almost taken out of bounds there.
Well, he almost caught it out of bounds. And had he caught it out of bounds, it would have been a penalty.
Just calling a fair catch on that. A minute one to go. Griffin set out on offense once more. Let me see another dose of Winifred and Hargrove.
We might see the Griffins take a knee. They might take a shot. Who knows?
I think go for it here. First down, 10.
I'd spread Hargrove out wide, take a shot. But we do have a running clock now, so the plays are going to be limited.
Exactly right. That's Hill, I believe, on the carry. Hargrove's blocking downfield, continuing to play.
He blocked till that whistle was blown.
He'll gain about second down and eight coming up.
Make it one more playoff.
25 seconds to go, 20 on the play clock. Here we go. Lee Weatherford in at quarterback. He's going to take it himself. Looking hard. He's going to take a hit at the 40-yard line. Trying to keep his feet going. But the Bulldogs wrapped him up. So I got going to wind the clock down here. Under 10 seconds. Won't be another play around. We're going to close it out here in the fourth quarter. 48-6. Final burn Bulldogs coming up. Thomas Jeffs Griffin. We'll be back in about 2 minutes to wrap this thing up. Get you ready for a little bit.
Not just fast food.